rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This is fantastic. This is amazing. A certain anchor on CNN, fake as hell, CNN. The worst. Oh. So fake. Fake news. And their ratings are lousy, by the way. And compared to Fox, their ratings...
And let's go to one more little clip here of the president at that rally, because it just gets better and better, doesn't it? That's the crowd chanting, CNN sucks. And then we've got him calling Chuck Todd a sleeping son of a bitch. Here it is.
You ever see the story? It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. Lazy piece of crap. All of them are. That's why they hate us.
And they showed it this morning, 1999, and I'm talking about North Korea. You got to take them out now. And then they have Clinton saying, we are pleased to announce that we have made a deal with North Korea. Well, you know how that deal turned out, right? We gave billions and billions of dollars and lots of other things.
And they developed nuclear weapons with it. But now Kim Jong-un has already agreed to no more missile tests, and he has agreed to scrap his nuclear program in exchange for technical assistance with things like electrical power plants and trade. And the word is, the agreement has already been made. Because the West, through China, has been propping it up since 1953 on February and July through that year, on the 27th of July, the deal was made with the UN and Harry Truman to let the communist Chinese take control of the North and carry out their horrible activities, and MacArthur was relieved of command by a traitor, Harry S. Truman, the globalist. And so the whole time, just like 2 years before, our own government, our own CIA, our own foundations, they put Mao Zedong into power in 1948. And then a couple years later, everybody knows what ended up happening. Amazing. The CIA was set up in 47 as a foreign globalist group to be over the United States and to take control of it, and to basically make us lose all the future wars and use our treasure and power to build the globalists, their world empire. Well, guess what? America, on January 20th, 2017, retook the beachhead in D.C. And we have begun the process of transferring the power back to the republic and back to the people and back on the American mission. Since 1947, they've had their beachhead. And they'd almost extinguished the republic. And their cultural poison and their globalism is still venom in our veins. But we are getting stronger. They are getting weaker. That's what's happened. That is the great quest, and we're in the middle of it. I have had beyond an epiphany taking off the last week, partially. And it has shook me to my very core that I've got to be even more focused and more professional and more serious, and the audience has a commitment from me that I am going to give it all I've got. And I've been giving it all I've got, but at a subconscious level, I kind of feel sorry for myself and, you know, sometimes don't have that eye of the tiger focus that I should. But let me tell you, it has been rekindled, not by taking time off, but by experiencing the true evil growing in this country that we cannot let win. We have to have drastic countermeasures, and I mean covert action now, not just overt. It's time for covert operations.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
We have a beachhead in D.C. On January 20th, 2017, we achieved that beachhead, beginning to reverse the globalist takeover that began to have serious success with the National Security Act of 1947, when they got their foreign covert operations coup d'etat over the heart of the federal government. And now, 60-plus years later, just as the Russians, after 80-plus years, pulled out of communism, partially, began the pull away from globalism, from the social engineering, from the satanic system, is really what it is, of the eugenicist, of the globalist. We have begun our pull away as well. And every other nation on earth is beginning its pull away because there is a group consciousness. There is a racial, cultural awareness in every human that bleeds red blood and breathes oxygen on the face of this planetoid orbiting the sun. You can feel the void in your heart, my friends, the moment you begin to realize this is a spiritual battle. And the moment you use free will to begin to even understand that's the case, you will feel the void emptying once you're conscious of that and understand that. That we only see a very limited spectrum with our five senses. We only feel and taste and see a tiny fraction, but our spirit and our mind and our gut can even feel the intergalactic space wind blowing through our souls. Like ancient, beautiful wind chimes. Now, it is that ancientness of us that threatens the fallen. It is the fact that we hold dominion over the planet, over the galaxy, over the universe, that we have been given the birthright to the stars by the God of the universe that built us in his image and gave us free will. And it is that statement and that truth that strikes fear into the hearts of all those that have decided to join the dark side. For limited temporal power, only to kill, steal, and destroy. That's why evil goes out of its way to do bad, because it's evil. That's why when doing good would help them and empower them physically and spiritually, they reject it, because they are lovers of death. Well, I'm not a lover of death. I love life so much that I just want you to be separated from us. And that's really what you don't want, isn't it? Vampires. But hell awaits. This way, destruction. Enjoy yourselves. All right, let me try to get into the news here, because I get all wound up and I get all dialed into the news, and then I just kind of run down the rabbit trail without getting into the big issues that surround it. But here's what's coming up today. Tommy Robinson is a patriot, and he understands that all around him, a globalist, communist, Islamic-enforced tyranny, an Iron Curtain is descending over Europe and the UK. And he went to no-go zones where female reporters get beat up in Rome, and when the folks come over to attack him and say, we're going to kill your family, he knocks the guy out. And then Antifa has a bounty out on him in London, so they see him at a McDonald's, and 10 of them show up, trained in the universities to attack anybody that's nationalist, and they beat up his female reporter, Lucy Brown, who's a middle-aged woman. And she fights back and they run. And then he knocks down five of them and then they run. This video that's on Infowars.com, the raw video as well as just the cut downs, there's 12 minutes of it, raw. There's so much cussing, we can't play it all here, by the Antifa, is everything you need to know. It is the universe in total. It is the Rosetta Stone. It is the skeleton key I talk about. Where there are things, events, happenings, as they say, a picture tells a thousand words. Well, what does 12 minutes tell? It tells everything. Everything. To understand the Islamic mayor Sadiq Khan, the dozens of police officers that knew it was going on, monitoring social media and showed up like spectators to watch it happen. Clearly planned by the police with Antifa. Tracking him with all their software and systems. You don't just think these, you know, 10 plus goons just happened to in their mask descend down on this. So you've got the SJW police in blue states, and this is all over the world, in globalist controlled areas, working in concert with the street thugs, just like Hitler had his SA. You have the SA that then worked with the SS, but then later the SS get rid of the SA. These are the useful idiots, and it's the same everywhere. They deploy them, they protect them. And you've got that angle, and then you've got the stupid little soy boys who are white, who believe because of their guilt they're supposed to go out and beat up other white people, and you've got them attacking a woman and a man, and then they get driven off because they can't believe it's not a video game. Somebody actually fights back while still filming it. Wow. And then the media spins it in the Daily Mail that, oh, Tommy Robinson got in a fight with people. It says, oh, it's not clear who started it. Oh, he's just backing up with 10 people marching in mask. And then they go get her camera and start viciously attacking a woman. He then fights back, tries to retreat into the store. The more come, he knocks them down, and finally they flee. So, I say a Rosetta Stone. I could talk about this for 20 hours and show each little 10 seconds and then give a whole university-level breakdown, like a college course, on just the total deception. The total deception that Mr. Robbins isn't against the Christian Africans. He's not against the Sikhs. He's not against the Indians. They all love him. He gets invited to all their, they recognize the Islamists. They know the danger. They know what happens once the Islamists get to 10%. They never let you have your religion. They take over and kill everybody who doesn't submit. They understand how the left is allied with it, using it as a takeover army. They have on average 6 children. Europeans have 1.3. They understand it's all anti-white, anti-culture to overwrite that culture and bring in a new Balkanized slavery where everything's like a prison, everybody in their own little districts. So they call him a Nazi. But even if he was a Nazi, which he isn't, he has a right to be in a hamburger place and not have the police waiting outside, knowing it's him, not even doing a live feed. I've talked to him. He's coming on today. But first, they dehumanize him, just like they did when I was on an airplane, and a man walks by videotaping me, and he says, ha-ha, look, you've lost your family. And I'm there with all 4 of my children, flying back from Colorado, skiing, I get off the plane. I've got video, and I go to baggage claim, and he's there. And then I'm going to put the video out. We have a discussion. He says, I deserve to go to prison. I deserve to be taken off the internet. But he supports free speech, but I should be banned. And then my son goes with bags, and I'm getting more, and they go over and say, do you want to throw down to him? Two gay guys. And they said, we're a downtrodden group. You're oppressing us. And I'm like, I don't care if you're gay, but it doesn't matter. They say I hate them, so they get to then go, two grown men, big guys, try to fight my son. And then some listener came up and said, you want to fight? Fight me. I mean, that is what this country's turned into, folks, is just gangs of thugs.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Michael ZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results so you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. Let me tell you, fungus is a scourge. Mold's a scourge. And you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area you can. MycoZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. MycoZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
When I grow up, I want to see my grandchildren unlock the secrets of the universe. When I grow up, I want to see evil defeated. When I grow up, I want life extension. When I grow up, I want to see interstellar space travel. When I grow up, I want to see God's face.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
They hate us because of our spirit. They hate us because we love life. We have will. And they hate us because we know they're losers. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting worldwide. Tommy Robinson is amazing. He has been, I'll just say this, wanting to work with InfoWars, but he was in contracts with other folks, and I just told him that I don't want to get in the middle of that. Now that he's not, I'll just tell you right now, I am trying to develop a plan to work with him and to be able to finance his operations in the U.K. They are blocking people even getting into the U.K. We have some of those folks joining us tomorrow. Young women, known activists, Lauren Southern and others, they got detained for days saying that, you know, they're basically inciting things because they were going to go to Speaker's Corner, where for 500 years in London, people go to sit on a soapbox and speak. And so they label them Nazis, which they're not. They're a free speech group. And so they went back to flew back to Germany. And there's powerful footage of all that coming up. It's at TommyRobinson.online. But Mr. Robinson is branching out, doing a lot of great reporting, and so he looks to work with Paul Watson. That's what he wants to do again. So now that he is on his own, we are going to be working with Mr. Robinson and trying to build a studio, trying to get him a larger team of people. And yes, it'll take money. They do plan on killing him. You do know he's a leader. They're scared of him. He's got a lot of charisma, a lot of passion. He's reaching out to all the minority groups. They love him, and they're really scared of him. And so he needs security. And so that's one reason we need to expand our capital here, because I'm not just going to sit there and throw that guy out there by himself like he's been doing. And I've been warning him that the police are going to set, they're globalists there, run by Sadiq Khan, the Islamists, they're going to set him up. Like, I've had private conversations with him, because I know the last folks he worked with, his frustration was that they didn't want him out on the street. And I said, you need to do a balance of that. And you need security when you do it. I said, because they're going to kill you. And I think he gets that. And I don't think he has a martyr complex. He sees them kidnapping kids, the grooming of young girls is back in the news, thousands per town, selling them into sex slavery. Then they get, flown out on planes to the Middle East. I mean, it is harvest time, for the globalists and Islam, in the UK. And so they're now, he's not going out and doing public events. He's not going out looking for trouble. They're tracking him in live time. He's got to start using burner phones when he leaves the house. They're planning to kill him. And I keep telling him that the advice he probably got from Rebel Media that he was previously with was pretty good advice. So I told him, I said, Mr. Robinson, I don't have the money to do this right. I want to publish your book about, Islam in Muhammad's own words. I've read it. It's excellent. I want to put it in the U.S. I said, I want to finance this. And I said, I want you to have a studio and I want you to work with Paul. And Paul's agreed to kind of honcho it. And I want to build a whole news organization. But I said, we got to be very judicious. I understand you're not afraid to die. Neither am I. But you're going to be a general in the fight. They're going to be shooting at you, brother. So I've run ads trying to support him, even when he was at Rebel, so he could try to build a studio and get some crew and get some better equipment. You see that now. So we've been quietly behind the scenes trying to support Mr. Robinson with, you know, running his ads and things. But now I'm just going to say this here on air. We have brought in less capital this year than we brought in last year. And that's because people think, oh, well, the election's over. We're winning. No, we're in a sudden death overtime, ladies and gentlemen, with the globals right now. This is maximum energy, maximum focus, or they're going to win. So we've got specials that are so big. Frugé was showing me the numbers while I was talking to him last night, our head of operations. He said, yes, we're selling way more product, boss, but you said 80% off. We're losing money on stuff 80% off. So he said, can we end the special today? Because it's not making but about 5%. He goes, yes, way more money came in, but it's all cost. So I give you deals so good that we're making 5% right now. Prebiotic fibers, our brand new products, going to sell out. Incredible. It's best source fiber, 50% off. That's close to the cost. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, because I don't really get with math and come up with calculations and things. I just kind of say, do this, do that, and sometimes I overdo it. But I need everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the products. And these sales are ending today. I'm going to have some new sales tomorrow, and we're going to launch a new product as well. But I want to expand, and that's why they are the Communist Party suing us, and CNN is trying to take responses and get us shut off YouTube, as you all see. And, you know, they've got the Pepe the Frog guy who said, use it, you know, to the Daily Dot and everybody else. And we sell somebody's third-party poster, and then they sue us. It's totally frivolous. We're going to have to sue them with, you know, anti-slapback provisions, a slapback provision. I mean, it's a total open and shut, but it'll cost $100,000. Then I got to sue him, and he's got Democratic Party funding him, but I have to beat him to set the precedent. So I've got to sue all these people. I mean, this is like the Alamo. I'm sending a letter out. I need reinforcements. I'm going to stay here. We're going to fight. We're going to move forward. We're doing okay, but, you know, we're moving by our basic inertia, but we need your prayers. We need your support. We've got the poster. It was for $19.95 or I think $17.76. We boosted it to $29.95 because, you know, this is the thing they're trying to shut down. If I get an injunction ahead of the court case, I'll stop selling it. But we buy it from a known artist, and it's just got about 5% of the surface is Pepe the Frog. It's transformative. It's like saying, you know, Hitler could say, I have a copyright on my image. And in Nazi Germany, he did stuff like that and sue people that use his image unauthorized. You're allowed to paint something, whether you love it or whether you hate it or whether you have mixed feelings about it. And it's just got Diamonds and Silk and Matt Drudge and Paul Watson and, you know, people like that, Roger Stone. And then it's got Pepe, like, oh, here's people we feel like are in the campaign. Well, they're saying, well, you can't use that. Well, it's totally protected. But that's the crap I'm dealing with. And look, I expect this. I mean, quite frankly, they might send a hit team down here next week to get me because they know none of this is working. Oh, and by the way, that's another big thing. I'm not being a drama queen about this. This is such a big deal that we can all play chess here, can't we? We can play third dimensional, fourth dimensional, fifth dimensional. Evil, you know, doesn't care. It tries to play one dimensional and can't even do that. It thinks as it wrecks everything, it must be powerful and have all the answers. I'm not stupid. And this type of demonization campaign is almost always in the lead up to someone being assassinated or imprisoned. And the left keeps coming up to me in airports and Emmett going, you're going to prison. And they think like I'm like them, a coward, that I go, oh my gosh, I better roll over to a bunch of you that want to put me in prison. You're so authoritarian and you want to shut me off. And I'll say, I've got some videos of this. I'm like, and you want to shut me off YouTube? Yes, I do. I want to shut you off. And they go, and we're going to put you in prison. And I go, but you're for free speech. He goes, oh, yes, I am for free speech. It's all doublethink scrambled. So we're going to fight here, but we need you to really aggressively so we can decide who we're going to hire, what we're going to do. I've been in a holding pattern to be flooded with capital. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. You can also click on the support button on the shopping cart. Give us a straight-up donation. That is critical. Thank you all for your support. We are winning, but we are a lead ship under massive attack.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it, but boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The globalists are coming for us, but we're waiting for them. We're not coming for them. We're waiting, trying to raise our families, trying to till the fields, trying to keep our eye on God, trying to be good. In this world of unbelievable wickedness, born into a war, an interdimensional, interplanetary, psychic, spiritual war. And the greatest trick of the enemy is that the average person doesn't know it. The minute you realize that's what's going on, then everything makes sense. And the enemy is constantly ridiculing it, constantly saying it's not going on. There is no God, but in their private circles. In fact, I forgot. I did a report on it this weekend. You guys prepped me the CNN article about the Satanism controversy and the Hillary campaign, where they're trying to paper over that. And they're saying Brovanovich and Hillary and Podesta, why they're not occultists. It's art. The woman is the high priestess of Aleister Crowley Church. The most prominent one in the world. Sexual ritual magic. Watch, CNN reports on controversial Satanism inside the Clinton campaign. There it is. There's a CNN article that tries to paper over it. I mean, you can look at Hillary and see that she is completely turned over. There it is. Senior advisor at HUD spread conspiracy theory that Clinton campaign chairman was Satanist. And they go, it's been completely debunked that John Podesta ever was involved in anything. Yes, he hung out with Brovanovich. She's an artist. People in vats of blood and goat heads. And she told Reddit, ask me anything. No, these are real rituals. Yeah, lady, we know. We know all about it. I know all about it, sweetheart. Every stinking bit. All of it. I've been down the rat hole, lady. I've seen it. Further down than any of you have been. In spirit, not in the flesh. And they're trying to claw as many of us down with them because they already know they are spiritually dead. Ooh, that smell. What's that smell? The sound of death. The smell of death. The feel of death. It surrounds you. Ooh, that smell. Can't you smell that smell? It's unbelievable. Let me just do this to be a good boy. Let me just read people some headlines here. I think that's probably what we should do. I've got so many clips and so much news. Let's just start with this one. Trump's having the time of his life. And he's reannounced his election for 2020. And he's announced his slogan, Keep America Great. Who can say we haven't begun to turn the corner? That's why they're fighting so hard. Because now people know it was all artificial. Suppressing us. And they don't know what to do. Because they told us he didn't really want to run. He didn't really want to win. All those lies, and everybody knows it's a lie. They know it's fake news. And so as Trump goes into year number two, they are in full chicken with the head cut off mode. And they are apoplectic. At this point. And so they've segued away from get the guns for now to Stormy Daniels. Never anything about Oprah and the child prostitution and all the rest of it. Nothing about her and Weinstein bringing women to him. Nothing about all the rapes in the backs of vehicles and Hillary representing child molesters and making jokes about it. And I mean, you know, seven guys gang raping an 11-year-old girl they grabbed off the bike till her insides came out. Didn't even know you could do that. But I did some medical research and found out ISIS raped a little girl, age six, to death, over 100 men, same deal. And, of course, Hillary helped them take over. It's like a spirit. You're like, how does she do it? How does it? It always is. It ends in little girls and their guts coming out on the pavement. And guys eating hearts and screaming Allah Akbar. It just always ends the same. That's who she represents. Whether it's rich hillbillies raping some girl almost to death or jihadi hillbillies raping little girls to death. It's just that Hillary produces raped little girls with their insides coming out on the ground. Because that's what the demon that runs her likes. Little girls getting tortured to death. That's Hillary, folks. Torture little girls to death. That's a lot of spirit in little girls, a lot of soul. And that's what that vampire likes. That's what that vampire gets. These little girls begging for their mommies over 2-3 days with a line of 100 slobs raping them till their guts come out. And that's why they don't like me, because I know who they are. I see you, witch. Hell is waiting for you and prepared. And I will never falter or waver in your face. I will continue on no matter what you do. We will break your will. And your God, Satan, is already broken and already defeated. And Jesus Christ has the keys to hell and death. You are bound. You are defeated. And you know it. Our commitment has never been stronger. Our will has never been stronger. Our spirit has never been stronger. because we contend not against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places, the power of the air. That's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. You're like, well, I don't like the churches. They're corrupt. Of course, the enemy takes that over first. And you look at these people, that's why they make jokes about it, why Obama made jokes. Because they are devil worshipers. Let me explain it again. They are devil worshipers. And as soon as you get that through your head, there's the headline, How Hillary Clinton Met Satan, New York Times. Yeah, oh, remember, Chelsea just wears upside down crosses, necklaces, and upside down crosses, stuff just to be cool. It's just cool. It's cool. It's fun. It's about them, selfishness. It's all about how powerful they are when they come in that room and that door opens and that little kid's chained up begging for mommy. That makes them feel real big. That makes them feel real powerful. Because they've already chosen destruction. They want to claw us down into that hell with them. And they know hell's real. They have some weird, twisted idea that with computers and machines that they're going to block death and that they're going to turn into this new beautiful thing. They're going to come from being little vampire, stinking, rotten meat slugs, and they're going to metamorphosize into a beautiful butterfly and flap off into the beautiful void of the deep blue space.
But first, if you like Bernie Sanders, you gotta dominate things. Cause if you get rid of all those things out there that are smart and hardworking, then you can be a real boy someday. Like Bernie, and with the power, Sanders! We're so close to getting these Christians right where we want them. You think we pulled it in Russia where I honeymooned? Oh, these American Christians, we're gonna string them up. And then I'm gonna be big. I'm gonna be in charge. Hail Satan, I'm Bernie Sanders. And Satan approves my little demonic message.
You'll all drown in lakes of your own destructive creation. We'll be back as we break their will. Stay with us.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Let me illustrate what's going on, and I know most of you know more than I what's going on, but for the new listeners, there's a story on InfoWars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. There's also one from Breitbart, and it deals with the fact that Twitter censored Drudge tweet of Trump 2020 slogan as sensitive material. So I'm sitting there with my family in a restaurant at about 8 o'clock at night in Colorado on Saturday night, getting ready to fly back to Austin the next day. And Drudge tweeted, "Keep America great." And Kit Daniels texted me and said, "Hey, I just put this article out. He just announced this." I was walking my dog and was listening to local radio and, you know, heard the announcement come over at a speech he gave. And I said, "Well, you know, great. Good job writing your blurb." So I went and I looked it up. I thought, "Oh, this is a great article. Let me tweet at Real Alex Jones what he wrote at InfoWars.com." And I noticed I tried to send it out twice, and it would go to drafts. And it wasn't too long. It was short. And then I sent out another tweet about something else, and it went through, and I did it again. And they weren't letting me say Trump announces new campaign slogan. But instead of just blocking it like they did with Drudge, they said this is inappropriate material and blocked it. There's screenshots of that. They just wouldn't let me tweet it. And it was basically word for word. Keep America great. Trump announces his slogan. Same thing Drudge said. And like I said, I did it at like 8 o'clock Colorado time. He did it, I think, Eastern time. But the point is, there it is. And I guess that got too obvious, so I canvassed some other folks I know that were trying to tweet it too. They said, "Yeah, ours went to draft." So this was too obvious. Drudge did it right when Trump announced it. So they just blocked that and said, "You're not allowed to see that. This is racist, violent, homophobic," whatever excuse they've got. I mean, because that's what it says, you know, in their terms, that when they do this, it's something horrible. And all it was, "Hey, here's our president. He announced his new campaign slogan. Oh my gosh, this is sensitive material. You can't see it." But 2 hours later,
8 o'clock Mountain Time, it just goes to drafts. In fact, I sent it to Paul this morning to add to the article. He says he's adding it now so you can see it. He just responded to me. I guess he had missed it. But screenshot, please, or document cam shot. I'll show you here because I saved the drafts. Here it is. Failed to sin. Trump just announced his new 2020 campaign slogan. And I said, well, that didn't work. Okay, video. Trump just announced his 2020 campaign slogan. And the great part is it's true. So see, here's how this works. You blocked me on Twitter, but I still got it out on my own streams, my own video streams, and our hundreds of radio affiliates, now over 100 TV affiliates. But they're doing it, and it's everywhere. Our own president. And think about all the Republican Congress people who have their campaign ads on their own Twitter blocked for inappropriate. They just ban them, block their channels. Who's the congresswoman from Tennessee? It was like this, really. Here's my family and my grandchildren. I believe in American values and free market capitalism. And I believe in tax cuts, the Second Amendment. And they just banned her saying inappropriate. Because to an SJW, a woman with kids and grandkids, I've noticed leftists everywhere march over and make mean comments about my family. I had it happen 3 times in Colorado. And of course, we got mobbed by listeners and patriots of every race, color, and creed. A lot of listeners, especially young people, they had the tunnel was closed, Eisenhower / LBJ tunnel was closed because it was a pileup when we were going back to Denver to fly out. And because of a blizzard, beautiful blizzard, couldn't see 500 feet in front of you. And I finally, after like an hour, I said, let's get out of the car and walk around. Nobody wanted to get out. Well, I got out and I walked around, looked over the side, big vista down there, frozen lake, you name it. And all of a sudden, everybody starts getting out of their cars. And I'm going to start videotaping this because it just shows how we're winning and why they're so scared. Out of all 5 or 6 cars around me, people got out and it was all young men and women, college age. Because there were, you know, trucks and workers and other people. And there were lots of, you know, Subarus and the rest of it in Colorado. They have a funny name for them. They call them liberal limousines. Well, they have another name for them. But the point is that they were like, we can't believe you're here. Well, what are you doing? What are you doing walking around in the snowstorm? And I don't know why I'm going there. It's just think about that. Because I don't want to talk about the negative and then distort the fact that 99% of it's positive. But like a cult, it's either older white women or it's gay men. And I've got some video that happened at the airport we're going to put out today of this as well. And they walk by on the plane and say, haha, you lost your family. And my son sitting in the seat back goes, hey, you got a problem? Because the guy was like bowing up videotaping me. Ha, you lost your family. And I'm sitting there with my children, all 4 of my children and my wife. And I'm like, okay. Because you see them sit everywhere. Jones doesn't have his children. Jones believes there's Mars bases. And again, it's not about me. It's understanding their psychology. So then we see the guy at baggage claim. I talked to him nice. He says, I deserve to be in prison. I don't deserve to have free speech. And then I get a text message. And so it stops my recording. And then when that stopped, I'm getting the bags. My son starts going with his bag out of the baggage area. And the 2 gay guys, who are pretty big guys, my son's pretty big. He's already like 6'1". He's already about 2 inches taller than me. He looks like he's about 18, but he's 15. They come over and say, want to throw down. And these were kind of like jockey gay guys. You know, it wasn't your archetypal, thing that the media pushes with all their shows, like a, you know, sissy or whatever. And then I'd already been coming in and seen a guy I used to work out with, a military guy. And when he did that, that guy goes, you want to fight? Let's go to them. And they backed off. It was just like Antifa, where we have the footage. It's on Infowars.com of a female reporter, middle-aged, and 10 Antifa showing up police directed clearly at a McDonald's where Tommy Robinson is and start viciously beating her and attacking him. And he fights them off and they run after like a 5-minute fight. And the police are all watching. And it's the same thing. These guys both weighed about 200 pounds. They were all, his boyfriend was about 6'1". He was about 5'11", stocky like I was, and they had all their sports gear. They were about, both of them were about 30. And he wasn't about to say throw down with me. He went and said, F your family. And my wife saw it. She got upset by it. He went, F your family. See, they didn't like that I had a family. And those of us that aren't dialed into this, we don't understand it. And I'm not saying all gay people are like that. The point is, and before they left and my phone stopped because somebody texted me, he's like, you're bullying downtrodden people that can't be any more bullied. And then somebody texted me and the phone quit going. And I was like, man, dude, you just flew back from Colorado. What, you've been snowboarding in the competition? He's like, well, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, in a world competition, you're a world competition snowboarder. And he's like, well, how do you know that? I wish I had it all on tape. I'm like, dude, I'm not your enemy, man. The stuff you hear is not true. Learn about all this stuff. Learn about what's financing this whole cultural movement. Stop thinking everybody's out to get you. I'm not out to get you. He leaves. My wife's like, man, I wish you'd stop doing that. Help me with the bags. They had like a 5-minute conversation. And then all of a sudden, I look over and they're past the gate deal, starting a fight with my son. And I talk to people. I said, what happened? They said, they just ran over to him and said, you want to throw down? Because I guess he went back over to his boyfriend and they were mad that I was nice or something. I mean, it's crazy. I watched Antifa attack and start stomping on a gray-haired woman, Lucy Brown. Yeah, let's roll that slow. I mean, there she is, a gray-haired woman being beaten by men. But just like a court ruled in Germany last week, and Sweden's done it, that under Sharia law, men can beat their wives. So Antifa can beat a gray-haired woman, and 10 guys can gang up on one person, and then they run. The story is 10 thugs attack a female reporter and are driven away when they fight back. I mean, how slimier, how evil, how pathetic, how cowardly can you be when you're beating up a gray-haired woman? 10 thugs. And then she starts kicking their ass, grabbing their mask off and kicking them back, and they run from her. And then Tommy knocks down at least 5 of them. This is unbelievable. Imagine if you were filth like that. We'll be back with hour number 2, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Free shipping ends today. Biggest sales ever end today. We need your support. Please commit to the Infowar. Without you, we will fail.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you.
Our formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're all living in America, America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America, America, America. We're all living in America, America, it's wunderbar.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. I'm your host, Alex Jones. You know, I should have opened the show up with this. In fact, on the live streams, it's one of the headlines we put out this morning. Julian Assange warns that leftist-funded CIA agents are planning on throwing the 2018 election. And he has that from all the secret intel he's being given by patriots. And that's why I'm saying it's time for covert action, legally and lawfully, by the president, because these groups are working for foreign foundations, they're getting foreign outside campaign money, and for some reason the Republicans always roll over and let the Democrats prosecute everybody with fake stuff and, you know, put filmmakers in jail because they got five friends to give donations to somebody running for Hillary's Senate seat, Dinesh D'Souza, and then she can get billions of dollars from foreign governments and dictators and use it for her campaign at that foundation. I mean, she can get hundreds of millions of dollars from the Russians. Imagine if Trump did something like that. So I'm going to talk about that in the next segment. Ex-spook clapper, clap on, clap off the clapper, celebrates 5 years since lying to Congress as statute of limitations expires. Yeah, he said, we spy on no one in the U.S. There is no NSA spying. It's like saying there is no sun in the morning that rises, and there are no birds that live in trees, and there is no ocean, and there is no, and there is no planet, and there's just, and just, you know. Oh, my God. Meanwhile, he was spying illegally along with Brennan on Trump and me. We got that from the DEA. And from our good friends in the Maricopa County Sheriff's Department who were given access to the database. Yeah, and you know how I knew it was real the minute I saw it? It had phone numbers that I didn't even have the nerve to call. I was given to Trump's private apartment at Mar-a-Lago and my private office line that I never used at a sub-office we had in Central Austin. When I was given that database, we only put out our numbers, as everyone knows, and blacked them out, the last four digits. Notice, no media coverage of that. How big a deal was that? 2 months after Trump's in office, they're saying it's all lies, nobody got spied on, and the Maricopa County Sheriff's Department and courts have access to the DEA interface with the National Security Agency, and we get sent over 100,000 U.S. citizens being spied on. And they use the rubric of drugs for parallel construction. Every phone number, I don't know if it was every, it was over 50 phone numbers of the president. Every place he stayed, everywhere he went, his children, his wife, his ex-wives, everybody. And agencies after agencies after 18 agencies. Not 17. All nexused in. And see, Pachetik always kind of hints at this when he gets on there and he goes, geospatial, Alex. NASA was another cover, not just the CIA. But then NASA was another breakaway group set up as a counterbalance to the CIA, and it's actually the biggest agency. And that's why he's like, oh, don't worry, you'll be back up on YouTube and Google. They're gonna, there's world groups and they're doing this and they're gonna be stopped today. You notice then they came out in a big press release the next day, Bloomberg. Oh, it was rogue groups inside. YouTube did it all. The country's in a civil war, folks. When you're geospatial, that's Space Command, that's NASA, that's the other breakaway civilization. Oh yeah, this is a big war. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. Tomorrow's news today. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Fantastic. This is amazing. A certain anchor on CNN, fake as hell, CNN. The worst. Oh. So fake. Fake news. And their ratings are lousy, by the way. And compared to Fox, their ratings... You ever see the story where it's 1999, I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you. And... they showed it this morning, 1999, and I'm talking about North Korea. You got to take them out now. And then they have Clinton saying, we are pleased to announce that we have made a deal with North Korea. Well, you know how that deal turned out, right?
Yeah, nuclear weapons.
Billions and billions of dollars and lots of other things.
But now North Korea has already agreed to no more missile tests, conditionally, for the meeting, and to abandon their nuclear weapons program. And they agreed to a lot more behind the scenes. And notice I told you that last week, the day after it was announced, and then now it's in the news that North Korea has already tacitly agreed. Trump doesn't go to that meeting without the agreement. And so we can't be embarrassed. The South Koreans have written memorandums that can be released if Kim Jong-un reneges. And this won't be the UN-run inspectors, my friends. Because the globalist, through Mao Zedong, staged that whole war to sap our military and to test that very sophisticated full-spectrum dominance of staged wars. Oh, our troops died, and the Chinese died, over 1.5 million of them. That's pretty good numbers. You know, we lose 100,000 and something, they lose a couple million. But see, we weren't allowed to stop them because we were never meant to stop them because of, again, our little friend, the globalist, the little corrupt piece of garbage, the little mobster, Harry S. Truman. And the military wanted to have a coup against him and have MacArthur be an interim president and have elections, but MacArthur said that we would just dig in and battle them that way long term. And the American people would never accept a communist plan for the U.S. Sometimes I wish MacArthur would have just defeated the globalist here, knocked out the communist Chinese that the CIA had just put in power 2 years before they invaded. That'd be 5 years before the armistice in July of 53. And if you understand North Korea, you understand everything. Now, I'm going to play this Vice report that's basically nothing but clips of my show. And the last time I did it, they put a strike on our channel until I threatened to sue them. So you play clips of me constantly. I'm going to play clips of you. Okay, Vice? Plus, you love the attention. HBO. This is a redo of what the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL and Media Matters and the Nazi collaborators or Soros have put out, where they show days before I say something and then Trump says it days later. Now, that's because Trump's seeing the same thing I'm seeing and seeing what the grassroots is seeing and just going with the common knowledge of the group research. In a few cases, I did have conversations with him and pointed things out, and then he went and looked it up or already knew about it. In the case of election theft and immigration and, you know, things like that. But he has a lot of the same people he's talking to, a.k.a., you know, all the news about CIA officers flooding a Democratic Party to steal the midterm elections. So that's coming up. But here's Vice. When we come back from break, because I don't think I have time now. 11 times Donald Trump sounded a lot like Alex Jones. And they just regurgitate this thing over and over again as if that's something discrediting him. But see, the psychology here is they know that it's actually powerful info that defeats them. So they play this appeal to authority scam where they go, we are the arbiters of truth, and we say this is very discrediting. There are no illegals voting anywhere, and there's no plan of Democrats to, in 14 different states and counting, I think it's more now, to legalize illegals getting driver's license and being able to vote. And then I can go show you hundreds of clips in newspapers in Illinois and in Vermont and in California and in Oregon and just where they said, just type it in. California legalizes giving illegals driver's license, letting them vote. And then they say, we're organizing and illegals should be able to vote, and they've passed laws. In Illinois and California, it's gotten to the governor's desk, and they haven't been bold enough to sign them legalizing illegals voting. But anybody can type that in. California opens driver's license applications to illegal immigrants. Goes on to say they will allow them to vote. Again, they just say, oh, Trump made it up. You know, there weren't 3 million people that voted legally. And it's not even really mainly illegals, because what they found is the illegals don't want to go vote. They don't feel like they're supposed to, and they know it's wrong, so they mainly get homeless people. Some of them are illegals, and they are mentally ill people, and they go, and they get them to vote on average 10 times. Project Veritas caught it all on tape. It's come out in federal court. It's incredible. The Democrats lobby. Just type in, state bill legalizes migrants voting is the headline. Same thing in Europe. And they've got all these cities where it's going on. So once they tell the illegals, hey, it's okay, it's the law, then they do it. That's why you've got the mayor and the governor and you know, Oakland and California saying to illegals, why, if ICE comes, you don't have to open the door or follow their warrants. And so then you see this viral video. We should pull it up over the weekend. The headline was mother, you know, in front of crying children, you know, a migrant grabbed and kidnapped by ICE. And it says in the arrest document and in the warrant that she's a known smuggler from this place to this house. And they've raided a house full of all these people and that she ships them in. That's all in the actual document that AP mentioned, but nowhere. And then it says, oh, her children were left here in the United States. It's just, now, why is the woman fighting? Because the governor told her did, and the mayor told her to. Now, we're about to go to break. Let's back it up where she's crying. And so this is the theater. Now, do you know who's killed the most Mexicans per capita in the last 20 years of anybody? It's admitted. I've had professors on. It's documented. You know who kills the most Mexicans and others? It's called the coyotes. It's called the smugglers. All the time. And you hear about 20, 30, 40 people in an 18-wheeler, a bunch of them children dead because somebody didn't pay the extra money. The smugglers chain it up in the middle of the summer heat. Usually it's San Antonio's the dumping point. Somebody doesn't pay. The local Mexican mafia, the city council members, that's, they catch city council members, brothers, you name it, with people in cages in their houses all the time. It gets swept under the rug. It's a big racket. Somebody doesn't pay, so they put a padlock on there in the 100-degree heat, and then they open it up, And they're not even human to the media. It's like, all right, another 18-wheeler. Every few weeks you hear about another 18-wheeler in Texas with a bunch of dead Central and South Americans and Mexicans in it. And there's all these graves, thousands and thousands of bodies they're finding every few months. The numbers are in the hundreds of thousands total. And it's all devil worshiping. Oh, just like we have here with our leaders. It's all devil worshiping cartels who literally worship the devil, who are murdering their own fellow people because somebody didn't pay more. Oh, sorry, another cartel demanded some money. So the price is double to get your cousin up here from Guatemala. Where is he? Give us all your money, lady, and you won't be seeing him. Oh, sorry, you went too long. He was found dead in an 18-wheeler. And if you go to the police, we're going to murder you and your children. Oh, but don't worry. Robert Rodriguez will make movies about white people killing you. Don't worry while you try to get into this country because it's so bad.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are our backup sites that are excellent. A lot of original content and information there. We do have Tommy Robinson joining us, and I also want to get Lucy Brown on soon. I forgot to request that. Can we get Lucy Brown on? The gray-haired, great videographer that works with Tommy Robinson. I want to hire her and Tommy Robinson. He's been wanting to do that for a while. We're trying to raise the capital to be able to do it properly. But she got physically attacked by Antifa. It's clear the police called them on them. They were all waiting, more than a dozen police waiting at the McDonald's, tracking the phone of Tommy Robinson. And he knows they've done this to him before. And so then the... At least 10 Antifa show up, masked thugs, and begin attacking her and attacking Robinson. She fights them off. He knocks down four or five of them, and then they run. I mean, this is incredible. And then UK papers are like, oh, that hooligan Tommy Robinson got in a fight again. Nobody knows who started it. He's like, back off, as he's backing up. They're there in the parking lot trying to attack him. He tries to go back in. They chase him. He knocks out a couple more of them, knocks down a few more. Just like he tries to go to no-go zones in Germany and Italy and, you know, the illegals come and attack him there. And then they're like, I'm going to kill your family. And then they try to attack him and he fights back. The media says, oh, he was wrong. He should have let that North African just kill him. I mean, my God. So imagine you're being followed to your car by a bunch of people who are going to attack you. You beat them, that you run, a man and woman fight off at least 10 thugs. At least 10. Because it looks like more come around once they go around the side of the building. And there's 12 minutes of this. And Tommy's not big in stature. Some of these guys only weigh about 220 pounds, others little thugs. And they attack women, and the left loves it. And I just love watching the gray-haired woman kick their ass. You know, the woman gets past her inhibitions. They can fight. I'd like to see her get on top of that guy. I'd like to. I'll tell you what I'd do, man. I'm not going to say it. Anybody attacks me, I'm going to jump on top of you. And I'm going to jump on top of you real hard. And I'm going to defend myself. I'm not going to play games with any of you guys. Any Antifa ever touches me, I'm going to jump on top of you with my knees. I'm going to jump up on you with my knees, and I'm going to grab your head and push it back. And 250 pounds is going to be on top of you when you go into the ground. So just get ready. Because people don't ever get up after you do that. And you guys are asking for it. That's all I'm saying. Let's go ahead and go to this report I keep talking about where they, again, say that Trump is copying everything I say. No, he's seeing the same thing happening. But yes, some of the information I have challenged him and sent him messages and he's watched, and he's called about it before, and they make a big deal about it, like it's discrediting the president. Again, like they control reality, so they go, oh, this is all discredited. It's all come true. It's all been proven. The illegals voting, all of it. So again, that's why we're winning. That's why they're losing. Here is 11 times Donald Trump sounded a lot like Alex Jones from Vice. It is surreal to talk about issues here on air and then word for word hear Trump say it 2 days later. Obama is a front man, a figurehead. His real name's Barry Sotaro.
His name was Barry Sotaro, and that was his name, and he changed his name to Barack Hussein Obama.
The newest Obama birth certificate that's been released by the White House has been altered in literally dozens of ways.
A lot of people do not think it was an authentic certificate.
How can you say that if this...
You won't report it, Wolf, but many people do not think it was authentic.
He also, again, wears a ring that has Islamic Arabic script on it. He's wearing a Muslim ring.
And then Trump tweeted
it. He is a Muslim. Well, I mean, this is incredible. One of our investigative journalists a few weeks ago broke it. Was Cruz's father linked to the JFK assassination? Cuban, hired by Lee Harvey Oswald, bears striking resemblance to Cruz.
His father was with Lee Harvey Oswald prior to Oswald's being, shot. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. What is this, right prior to his being shot?
As we've been saying for 3 years, Hillary is the founder of ISIS along with Obama.
President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS. And I would say the co-founder would be crooked Hillary Clinton.
I said he's going to use executive orders to go after our guns. Now, sure enough, they're getting ready to do that.
The president's thinking about signing an executive order where he wants to take your guns away. You hear this one?
Pause. Hillary Clinton! Back it up for a second. Obama said he was looking at an executive order to confiscate guns. The reason we're both saying it is because it's in the news. So I'd love to take credit for this, and some of it is my research and information, but it turns out it wasn't 3+ million people that voted in the names of dead folks. It was 5+ million, according to Harvard's own study that came out last year. Again, but they just think because they make fun of it, then it must not be true. And then the loons that watch this, they believe it. Continue.
This one.
Hillary Clinton is a goddamn demon.
She's the devil in California where they have farms up here. And they don't get water.
By the way, that's true.
I said, oh, that's too bad. Is it a drought? No, we have plenty of water. I said, what's wrong? Well, we shove it out to sea.
That's a fact.
And I said, why? And nobody even knows why. And the environmentalists don't know why. Now, they're trying to protect a certain kind of 3-inch fish.
I think she's going to show up and on drugs, though. She's going to be whacked out.
She's going to be whacked out.
They were like, why ain't I 50 point ahead?
She's going to be like, I'm ready to debate.
I think we should take a drug test prior to the debate.
Pause again. Back it up. She's obviously bombed out of her brain on anti-seizure drugs. Again, but because we're right, that turns into we're wrong. Continue.
Debate.
I think we should take a drug test prior to the debate. I do.
Alex Jones here with an extremely important message to Donald Trump. Crooked Hillary Clinton has openly stolen the nomination of Bernie Sanders.
That's
think about making the issue of Hillary's election fraud in the primaries one of the central issues. If she stole the primary, she's going to try to steal the general election.
Poor Bernie. First of all, it's rigged. And I'm afraid the election's going to be rigged. I have to be honest.
It is incontrovertible fact that 3 million illegals voted and that tens of millions of people were on the voter rolls who were dead.
And then he tweeted that
4 million of them voted as well.
I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think.
And by the way, I want to tell the president I'm not going to let him down. And you know, the fact is that I told the president, as long as you try to execute the Constitution as best as you can, I know you're not a dictator, I'm going to support you. And he said, keep it up. Press the attack. We're going to win. And just know this, that this is the fight to restore our republic, and you can feel the spirit rising, can't you, Alex? And remember, I talked about those quotes. He never really talked about that, but now he talks about the spirit rising and the spirit of America coming back. Well, that's what he does behind the scenes. And for Trump, it's very spiritual. And by that, not through some preacher, but the energy force of America, of free market, of Christianity, of strength. He likes that. He doesn't like little weaseling devil worshipers. Trump's not a devil worshiper. He loves life. He loves his kids. He's got gusto. And, you know, he's not perfect, but he loves life. And that's enough, isn't it? He marches with pro-life. He's not a devil worshiper. Trump, not a devil worshiper. Not out to get you. That's the secret. We don't worship death.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, the crew came in here at the start of the broadcast. They came in here during the last break. They said, Alex, why are you not covering the top story on drudgereport.com? A second bombing in Austin, Texas, of completely innocent targets, old ladies in Northeast Austin. And I just get so focused on globalism and the big picture that I just, you know, was sad to hear this has happened. I hadn't really covered it, so I'm going to cover it now. Owen Schroyer is down there on the scene. Owen just always goes, that doesn't mean to direct him. I'm getting ready for my own show. Great. Let's send some camera crews with him. This is big. We got camera crews, so send people now. I guess I could go off air for a few minutes. Because now that they reminded me this is going on, I'm like, yeah, we need to go cover this. We need to go live from the scene, and then, you know, talk to folks, and then get Owen on. So we're going to do that. Breaking: woman injured in second explosion reported in Austin today. EMS says That's out of the Statesman. Emergency responders have been dispatched, and you know it has to do with South by Southwest, folks, so that somebody gets attention for that, to a second reported explosion in Austin on Monday. Medics were sent to the 6700 block of Galindo Street near Montopolis and East Riverside. This is like right here in the middle of Austin, in Southeast Austin, and then there's been another one in Northeast Austin. I guess medics took a woman only described as her 70s to Dell Seton Medical Center with serious, potentially life-threatening injuries. Another woman in her 80s was being treated for an unrelated medical issue. The incident marks the second reported explosion in the city on Monday and the third in 2 weeks. An explosion, the first one was a test weeks ago, an explosion earlier in the day at the 4800 block of Old Fort Hill Drive in East Austin killed 17-year-old and injured a woman described in her 40s. Hours after the incident, Interim Police Chief Brian Manley said the explosion appeared similar and likely related to another explosion in Northeast Austin on March 2nd. The Ides of March. Authorities on Monday also warned residents against taking suspicious packages inside their homes. The incidents are being investigated by police and federal authorities and homicide, the chief said. That's two bombings today and one back on March 2nd, a week ago. And I don't know who's behind it, but I know that we're going to Mike Adams about massive censorship. This is critical coming up to the moment. He's busy on a business trip, but I twisted his arm to come on because this is important. We're going to him in a minute. This is breaking. The Huffington Post ran stories last week, as well as the local paper, saying that violence by anti-gentrification groups is good. Okay, can you guys pull that Huffington Post article up particularly? I think it's like anti-gentrification groups now, you know, now turning to violence. And it says in the article, I texted it to you, Daria, over the weekend, how good it is. It's like they're not going to take whites moving into their neighborhood kindly, and then it's weird white liberal women, communists, leading the minorities. And then here in Austin, the Blue Cat Cafe had some little trailers in an empty parking lot with two liberal women that have a cat shelter, and they come out and protest them and then put super glue in the locks so the cats couldn't be fed and knocked the windows out. And the Statesman said it was good, and the Patch articles said, oh, Jones got involved, but you know, this gentrification is a problem, and now the city's going to pass a gentrification law of a right to return. Where, if I guess if you're white and you own a property, you have to go to the city now about who you can sell it to and for what, so they can kind of mafia over it. And, I mean, East Austin was about 80% black under Jim Crow laws, but just like East Texas family I've got, it's a brain drain. Everybody goes to college or they move away, and then crime and old folks are in the area. And Section 8 housing. So the left gave itself all this money, hundreds of millions of dollars in Austin. They move in, they build it all up, they run it. Friends of the city council mafia make money. And now they induce yuppies to move in, and now they're going to have a white tax. And it says Portland and other cities have this white tax. And you pay it. It has nothing to do with displaced black people. By the way, it was the illegal aliens that displaced them. Anti-gentrification protesters violent in East Austin. Yeah. Oh, it turns violent. And again, those are some of the articles, but can you put the Huffington Post one up there, please? The Huffington Post comes out and says it's good that they're violent. A new generation of anti-gentrification radicals are on the march in Los Angeles and around the country. And then it goes into how they're violent and how it's good. It says, again, Austin, Texas, California, you name it. It listed all right there. And they're communists. They have communist flags. They come out. They're led by rich white kids. And then they hit you over the head with clubs, and the media says it's good. So is this an anti-gentrification bombing? I don't know. I'm not saying that. That's just the violence being promoted, what we're seeing. I mean, these leftist groups say, if you see a white person, mug them. And you go, that sounds crazy. You can't go into these hippy-dippy, yuppie areas now in East Austin without somebody trying to mug you. And it's crazy. Antifa's all over there, communist, just thugs roaming around. And then all these idiot leftists, it's even been on the news, they go, I'm gay. Why did the five black guys beat me up? I'm liberal. Those are clips on local Fox News. And it's like, dude, you've been sent there to be the food in a social experiment. We're going to go to Mike Adams when we come back from break. He had his YouTube channel with hundreds of millions of views deleted. The Health Ranger, I know his YouTube channel was 6, 7, 8 years old, at least that I knew of. Some of our videos are on there with millions of views. It's just gone. He was told by executives at YouTube, that'll go unnamed, that no, because they won't tell him why he was banned. They say you violated community standards. He had a video about how there are two genders. You see professors getting fired or getting censured and all this stuff. And again, it means you hate someone if you're saying there is, if you want to say you're another gender, that's fine. If you want to say you're a pink dragon or you're a golden dragon or you're a beautiful ornate building like Google executives do, if you want to say you're the Loch Ness Monster and the Easter Bunny or a flying purple people eater, you can do that. I don't hate you. I don't hate people that think, you know, they're the Pope when they're not. We usually call that mentally ill folks. But there are two genders. There are two different groups of chromosomes in male and female in every major species. So I understand they're trying to, like, make being heterosexual a bad thing. I mean, I the left comes up in Whole Foods. I can't even go there. They'll say, how dare you have 3, 4 children? Or they'll say, F your family. Or look at your gross family. And so it's they're the radicals. They're the cult. They're the weirdos. And the people beneath them, the left is adopting whatever the new radicalization is. So they've gone from left being anti-war and anti-torture or whatever to being anti-free speech, globalist, lock everybody up, and let's go attack cat sanctuaries, and let's hit people in the head with bike locks, and let's do all this. So Mike Adams is coming up. His YouTube banned, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, you can pull up the local news reports about the cat sanctuary vandalized. That's the article. And but what's more important is you've got Huffington Post and the Austin American Statesman saying it's good to go out and attack people. They tell the middle class and white people and others, gentrify, move in, help these folks, build it up. East Austin was like a wasteland. Every second house had nobody in it. I mean, it was like you drive down the roads, I'd see killings and stuff over there because Access TV was based over there. I would see people on stretchers with blankets over there at least once a month. There were deaths every day. It was a hellhole. They've made it actually really nice and they've got all this affordable housing, but that's not what it was about. It was about, then once you do that, you use the real liberals that mean well, try to bring wealth to areas. You then call it gentrification, and then you make everybody clash. And then the other whites that are in the area go under Stockholm Syndrome and join the Antifa and the communist group to literally wear armbands and say, I hate white people, I'm in the club. And the minorities are like, we're not into this, but it doesn't matter. The media covers it like that's what it's supposed to be. Totally sick. We're going to go to break, come back with Mike Adams. I've got to end free shipping today. The biggest sales ever, 30 to 80% off in the Save the First Amendment special we've been running for almost 2 weeks. It's got to end. Infowarsstore.com, InfowarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Defeat CNN's attempt to crush InfoWars special. Operation Paul Revere 2018 is about to end. 50% off Biome Defense, Supermel Vitality, and so much more. Our prebiotic fiber is about to sell out. Best source fiber. It's amazing. 50% off and so much more. Brain Force, huge discount. Cell Force, Alpha Power. It's all there. InfowarsStore.com. Knockout, the ultimate sleep aid.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high-meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer, host of The War Room, is live off of Montopolis, very close to our office's warehouse. Our broadcast studios are in a different area in central Austin. But our warehouse is in South Austin, near to the bombing, and this is the third bombing, second today, third since March 2nd. And again, Owen is live streaming right now on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. He is at the scene. There was just shots of FBI agents, you name it. We'll be talking to him next hour. Mr. Robinson attacked by Antifa viciously. Incredible footage. That's coming up to give us the rest of the story next hour. But Mike Adams is on the road. He's a technology expert, the health ranger, so much more, a top programmer. He's meeting right now. He's left Austin. He's in another location, about to launch his own big video platform because he was banned after hundreds of millions of views and many years on YouTube for saying there are two genders and having clips of professors and scientists saying that in mammals there are two genders. It doesn't hurt anybody that there are two genders. Like, does it hurt anybody that water boils at a certain temperature or, things, or 2 + 2 = 4. He was banned. All part of this purge. And thousands of channels have not been brought back. You put enough attention on InfoWars that our channel and others came back. Dr. Corsi's came back, but not Mike Adams of naturalnews.com. So he's here to talk about this and what his YouTube sources told him, because there are some patriots in YouTube and we've talked to him as well. Now, BuzzFeed says it's not true. YouTube doesn't talk to us. And I guess the president doesn't talk to us either, because you just said so because you're BuzzFeed. But the point is, he got this. And they go, well, tell us your source. Oh, so they can be fired? Everybody knows our sources because our news turns out to be accurate 99% of the time instead of 99% of the time not being true from CNN. So people know our sources.
We don't give them to you. So Mike Adams, because we're protecting him, it's what you do in journalism. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, tell us what happened. This is incredible. I mean, I hadn't looked at your site in a few days when this happened. I think didn't have hundreds of millions of views. Hadn't you been on YouTube for like 7-8 years? Give us the history of this huge compendium of research and knowledge that was top linked all over the web. I mean, you run one of the biggest health sites in the world. I think only behind maybe Mercola. I mean, you're in the top three and they're just dynamiting you, and you're really a nonpartisan guy. I mean, you didn't like George Bush.
More than 10,000, more than 1,700 videos, 10 years of videos, over, I think, 350,000 subscribers. And yeah, we covered how to prevent cancer, how to grill your own food, how to raise backyard chickens. And plus, I'm a pro-liberty voice. And what I am being told now is from a person who I can't verify who they are, but they claim to be a YouTube insider who said that my channel was taken down because I said there were two genders. It was outrageous. I thought at first I was banned because I was pro-liberty. I wasn't sure. They tell you violate community guidelines, but they don't tell you which video violated or which phrase violated. You know, they claim if you disagree with the leftists, you're a bully. So if you say there are two genders now, you're a bully just for not believing there are an infinite number of genders and flying dragon kin, human rainbow unicorns. It's insane, Alex.
It's a war against logic. And let me be clear, because you were clear then before about the source. And I guess you don't want to get in trouble, but we have YouTube sources. We have Facebook and Twitter. We've recorded them. Because some of them said they don't mind if we tell, because these aren't sources that like us, some of them. We have several recordings of a high-level person at Twitter and Facebook where they call us and they said, if you say the T word again, you will lose your Twitter. We have it recorded. We go, excuse us. The word tranny was created by transsexuals. And now in 2017, Twitter said, it decided, the executive, it was offensive. So now that word's banned. You must use the word transsexual. I mean, they're not the FCC. Plus, I'm not even attacking anybody. They're saying what words I can use. So we have them recorded telling us that if you say the word, you will be banned. And you have the professors and people getting fired or being censured if they say there are two genders. So this is setting the precedent with all the transhumanism coming out, the chipping, all this, that if you even talk bad about any of it, you will be silenced. This is the new global system. I always heard in church when I was a little kid and didn't believe it that there'll be a one world government, one world religion. And if you don't accept whatever that religion is, you'll be banned from commerce. Well, here we are with the Internet ID and this whole future, Mike Adams, and the Chinese model. Of this global, social score, like something out of, a Black Mirror episode. And you're sitting there and they're doing it. And then once they get you where you can't say, certain things, well, then they can ban everything. They have total control, Mike.
Well, absolutely. And by the way, my channel was called The Health Ranger for people who want to try to find it now. I mean, it's still gone, but maybe we can pummel YouTube on this. But look, they're saying that you can't quote biological reality. You can't say that men produce sperm. You can't say that women have ovaries. I mean, just now citing biological science has become a thought crime in America. If you say there are two genders, if you quote chromosomes, if you cite the science textbooks that are in schools but are probably being rewritten now, you are banned. You are basically criminalized for believing in reality. And, Alex, this comes from a position. YouTube is actually weak. They're bullying us because their positions are weak. They can't survive a debate. They can't survive any kind of actual conversation about reality. They can't win in the idea of reason, so they have to censor their opponents. That's what this is. They're admitting that they have lost. They're admitting that they're weak, and they have to destroy their opponents rather than engaging them in intelligent conversation.
The Church of Scotland came out last Friday. There's a story on Infowars.com with the headline, Church of Scotland says some women have small penises. Some men have vaginas. And folks, this is being taught to children by the church in official literature for the Sunday school, you name it, being put out as doctrine. So I know this sounds very profane on air, but this is documentary. We are documenting it. Some women have little penises. That's the exact quote. Says Scottish Church. That's the National Church, Church of Scotland. Church member feels, again, that some men have vaginas and some women have small penises, claims the Church of Scotland in a 30-page booklet. So this is total mental illness, just like the nurse got in trouble earlier this year at the National Health Service because a man with a beard with large muscles and tattoos came in and said, I want a pap smear of my cervix. And she went ahead with it and pulled his pants off and said, sir, you have male genitals. And last time I heard, she may be fired for not going, oh, yes, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, let me check your cervix here. Let me do a pap smear for any type of diseases on a man. I mean, what? Where is this going, Mike?
Well, this is all about you have to play pretend now in the ever-expanding insanity of the left, and you can never keep up. That's the thing. Even if you agree to go along with their political correctness today and speak their weird, distorted language and use all their weird, distorted pronouns, they change next week. And now, if you don't keep up with the change, all of a sudden, you're a bigot. Even though you were okay last week, but now you're a bigot because you didn't say je or je or she in the correct way. It is absolutely insane. Alex, they're not just destroying the culture, they're destroying language, they're destroying logic and reason, and the universities today are not teaching kids how to think, they're teaching them how to conform and be obedient and be terrorists, frankly. Universities have become terrorist recruiting hubs for leftists.
And by the way, you're not just saying that. When Google makes you get an amphitheater with their executives, and an executive goes, I am a beautiful female dragon, I am a beautiful ornate building, and they go, you are a beautiful dragonette, you are an ornate building. That is Jim Jones cuckoo level on purpose. This is classic cult programming.
It is. That's why I've called it a left cult. This is dangerous. They demand obedience. They're censoring free speech. They want to take away your First Amendment, your Second Amendment, your Fourth Amendment. Hey, people, if there was ever a time to stand up and resist this insanity and defend your nation, it is right now. The war is on. Alex, everything that's happening, this censorship is being done as a prelude to something much bigger. Maybe an all-out attempted communist takeover like a Stalinist.
They are definitely hyping their people up for militaristic action. They are all, you're going to prison. You're going to die when I see them in public. I mean, they are spoiling. They are. Because again, once they accept to do whatever the media says to be politically correct, they can the next day say, we'll just start killing people, and they will, because they believe they have the moral right to do it. This is scientifically crafted.
They will, absolutely. This has been done before in history, and they know that if there's enough anger pushed out there by the late night so-called comedy or left-wing news, if there's enough anger, it bypasses rationality, bypasses logic, and it turns young leftists into literally a lunatic liberal mob of wannabe killers. And that's why they're attacking people. But you know what? We're going to fight back because we have the right to self-defense and we have the right to defend.
That's right. Are you ready to announce the new video site? Because a bunch of these are launching. Some are getting millions of subscribers day one. I know yours will. You're going to carry our content. Can you tell us yet the new name of the site?
The teaser, it's up there now, real.video. You can ask for an invitation. It's coming. Real.video is the site.
You have done well, Lord Vader. Oh, I love it. Do what must be done, Lord Adams.
We're going to go to break and come right back. We got Owen Schroyer on the ground at the second bombing. That's not a laugh. Third bombing in Austin for South by Southwest. Is Antifa behind it? I smell a little Antifa boobies.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, I'm having a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The Nascent Iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So, obviously, the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones Show, because there is a war for your mind.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. If you're watching us on television, Owen Schroyer is behind the yellow tape off of Montopolis Drive in southeast Austin with a live feed of the third bombing. The third bombing since March 2nd, the second bombing today. There was a bombing on March 2nd. There were two bombings today, including fatalities. Breaking on InfoWars.com. Third explosion in Austin, Texas, from suspicious package. Well, it's a bomb, yes. Live video is on InfoWars.com. Live video feed on the scene of the third bombing. We're dispatching reporters to the bombing that happened this morning. This just happened a few hours ago. We have live coverage at InfoWars.com. Live video coverage on the ground at the bombing. There's not other media there. The police are being very, very rude to Owen, telling him to even get back from the yellow tape. The FBI was not like that. They are searching the houses, house to house. They've cordoned the neighborhood back two blocks. This is unprecedented. So a lot of breaking news there. We'll cover it some in the next segment with live feed and then go to Tommy Robinson, who's just flown back into the UK. He's been going to Islamic no-go zones. The police obviously coordinated Antifa to attack him and his female reporter, who then defeated the 10 thugs who ran in fear. You cannot make up the magnitude of this. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com. You're normally in Austinite. Your operations are based here, but you are off now setting up a major new video streaming service. What do you make of this? Well, let me just make this statement. Is Antifa behind the third bombing? Here's the question. Is Antifa behind the now third bombing in Austin, Texas? They're violent. They call for violence. They call for attacking gentrification, any old white people moving in to East Austin. And you have three bombings that have happened. They also say old Hispanics or old blacks. If you're not from the neighborhood, you're not wanted. I'm just saying I think that they should be investigated because they are a terror group. They're listed as a terror group. They call for violence. They've attacked the Blue Cat Cafe, a cat sanctuary. I believe they're prime suspects. And that is not a conspiracy theory to say a known violent group has been calling for violence against gentrification. And you have three bombings. I think they're prime suspects. I'm not saying they did it, but I think that's a normal extrapolation. What do you think, Mike Adams?
Until we know more details, yeah, that's a reasonable speculation. Obviously, that can change when more facts are known. But look, remember when CNN doxed that elderly woman who had posted something about pro-Trump? She is the kind of person, I believe, who would be typically targeted by Antifa-style domestic terrorists because CNN demonizes those people. CNN goes out and essentially stalks people, turns them into targets for a group, Antifa, which has said it wants to use violence. They're very overt about it. They're not, you know, covert. They want to kill conservatives. Now, whether this bombing is that or maybe just some personal vendetta against a couple of individuals is yet to be known. But it fits the pattern, Alex, of what Antifa promises to do to conservatives and political targets across America.
Well, I know you're busy, but if you'll write an article about your site being taken down and the fact that other sites are still down, I'd like to point out this has happened to thousands of prominent sites that did not come back. And the only person that seems to care is Matt Drudge and InfoWars, because we understand if you hang, we'll hang separately, my friends. We need to hang together. So again, please, I know you're a busy guy, but if you write an article for nationalnews.com, we will post it at InfoWars, NewsWars, and I will try to send it out to everybody I can. We're trying to have other people that have still been banned on because, you know, we understand it's you today. It's us tomorrow. And finally, Breitbart and Daily Caller realize that and have finally come to our aid as well, because, you know, if they get banned, I'll stand up for them as well. So, Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. Great to join you today. And just a reminder, all patriots, do not build your content on centrally controlled tech systems anymore. Always look for alternatives.
And that's the great Matt Drudge again that came here 2 years ago to say, decentralize, get out of the electronic ghettos, the censorship's coming, the Supreme Court justice told him, and it's all here now. Even though Trump got elected, they're still trying to deploy it. We need to bust up these trusts. We need to get aggressive, and we are filing lawsuits very, very soon. Thank you, Mike Adams. We'll be back as the fight for the restoration of humanity's destiny continues. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 months servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live in the third hour broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. Our intrepid reporters, Jake Lloyd has now joined him, and of course Owen Schroyer, are at the site of a third bombing in southeast Austin, very close. I mean, I'm talking a mile away from our warehouse, not our broadcast facility in central Austin, but from our warehouse. I mean, this is right down the road, and you've got multiple people reportedly dead, others injured. This is the third bombing since March 2nd, one bombing March 2nd, two bombings today during South by Southwest. Antifa has been breaking in the houses of old people. Communists have been beating people up. They have been attacking cat sanctuaries, beating out the windows, poisoning the cats. Some of the cats died with reportedly whatever they threw in, putting super glue on the locks, telling the two white liberals they're not welcome. This is communist whites leading minorities in bizarre activity. The Huffington Post has endorsed violence against gentrification. If you're an old black woman or an old white woman or anybody who's not from East Austin, quote, right to return, the city's passing a law, you are not welcome. The Huffington Post and others have endorsed violence. When we said it was wrong to attack the cat cafe and wrong that old people got their houses vandalized this year and last year, they said we were wrong. And the Huffington Post says violence is good. So we're asking the question right now, is this part of Antifa violence? And again, we're going to do a live feed in the fourth hour. I'll go ahead and host the fourth hour. We're going to do a live feed with Owen Schroyer and others on the ground with Jake Lloyd. So, you know, Jake's deployed. I want more live feeds. On InfoWars.com, we have the headline, live video feed from the Austin bombings. live video feed at the site of the Austin bombing. Okay, that's the name. That's the article we've got on Infowars.com. And we need to get that link out because locals are saying they've blocked off the roads. They've backed people way off two blocks, and they're searching everybody's houses in the area as if neighbors are involved. What do the police and FBI know? And it seems like every time there's an event like the Boston bombing, they shut the whole city down, and then the guy's caught by a neighbor, not by the city being caught down. So I don't understand why they're doing that, but maybe they've got some information we don't have. But live feeds are on Infowars.com and Newswars.com right now if you want to see those feeds. I don't even see mainstream media there. So we're at the site of the latest bombing where there was at least one fatality, another bombing this morning. So there have been multiple deaths total from this. Again, Owen is right there about 100 feet from the house. And from our intel, talking to locals, that Nico Acosta is monitoring, they seem to have blocks and blocks one direction, but then he's able to get up close to the house from another direction. So they seem to be searching only in two directions, not in four directions. So we're going to try to figure that out. Doesn't seem to be a random search. They may have gotten some tips in a certain direction. Other issues going on. But right now, I would say prime suspects are Antifa, are anti-gentrification groups, because these are the known violent groups that kind of fashioned themselves after the Unabomber, kind of the prototype of this whole thing. I'm not saying that is what happened. I'm not saying the bombings didn't happen. I'm not saying they're crisis actors. The media will lie and say that out of hand. Now, if I thought that, I would tell you that. It is simply amazing. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Now, we're going to go to break. When we come back from break, Tommy Robinson, amazing individual, is joining us. We've been in negotiations for 6 months to get him to join the team. I'm so excited. I want to work with him today when I get off air. He just got back from Austria to try to set it up because he needs a studio. He needs security. He's just doing an amazing job. But as you know, we've been under attack by the globalists, and we're just trying to decide what our budget is. But I'm just going to expand and try to work something out because this guy is doing an incredible job. So is his camera lady. She got attacked by Antifa, fought them off. He knocked down at least four or five of them. It's incredible footage. It's on Infowars.com. It's on PrisonPlanet.com. All there. So this is going to be a riveting 45 minutes. Because it shows you everything. 10 thugs attack a man and a woman. They kick their butts and they run in fear. And then the Daily Mail calls it, oh, the young scrapper, has, you know, been in a fight with people. No, ladies and gentlemen, that's not what happened. So Tommy Robinson is here, and we've got TommyRobinson.com, Twitter at T Robinson New Era. I get so wound up, I start saying his name wrong, even though I love the guy. I mean, it's just things are so crazy at this point. And the attacks here are so insane. And then the attacks against him are so insane. It is just such a time now to be involved. So Tommy Robinson is going to be joining us from the UK after we go to break. Now, by the way, I have barely plugged today or any other days. And I was talking to Tim Frugier last night and this morning, who heads up our general operations. And he said, listen, Alex, we did the numbers. We're making 5% on this sale. You've cut the prices on many of these things below what they cost us. And yes, we're bringing in record amounts of general money, but none of it do we keep. So will you please start worrying about money and meeting with us? Because you might sell $10 million worth of supplements, but if you only make $200,000, it doesn't do anything. I just love to give people really good prices, and then I just start throwing out numbers here because I don't really plan a lot of that stuff. And so here's the deal. These are the biggest specials we've ever run, 30 to 80% off. The general special, 50% off. We don't mark stuff up seven times like other supplement makers. That's the average. We mark it up 100%. Well, when you do 50%, what's that do? So InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, Super Male Vitality, 50% off. Super Female, Biome Defense, Amazing Probiotic, 50% off. It's defeat CNN's attempts to crush InfoWars. And we've got the prebiotic fiber that is an amazing product. It's best source prebiotic fiber from the very best fruits. And it really flushes out everything. It's amazing. It's a 30-day supply concentrated. It's 50% off. You can already see it's got five-star reviews, even though that's our newest product. You notice we have the strongest turmeric formula from our research out there, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And I told you, hey, we're selling it 50% off, and it's got a, you know, highest score, 95% curcuminin level. It sold out in 3 weeks. Notice it never came back in because it's still not in. I mean, I don't just say, oh, this is a great deal. Oh, this is the strongest out there. Oh, it's going to sell out. And then it does sell out. I wish, and Tim's like, N1 Step's about to sell out. You got to stop and budget it at the full price till the more comes in. Then we'll have plenty of money. So I think I'm just going to turn stuff over to Tim Frugier and the marketers because they're always trying to get me to come up with new stuff and everything. And I just kind of back of an envelope do it. And so thank you all for your support. You bought a megaton of stuff. We've never been selling this much stuff. We're selling almost double what we were selling a year ago. But I am selling it too cheap. I'm just making it too good of a deal because that's how I am. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. And you're going to see us go ahead and hire 5 or 6 new awesome reporters to be on the ground and on the air like Tommy Robinson. But he's been, again, wanting to join the crew for months, and I've just been, give me another month. I got to budget the money. I got to see what I got. And the left's filing all these lawsuits and all this, but you know what? I'm just going to move forward on faith. I'm going to blast our way to victory because I'm not going to just stay the same size. They're trying to crush us. I must expand in the face of the attacks like doomsday or we'll be destroyed. I mean, we've got to get bigger under attack. We can't stay the same and hold the line. We must advance. We must win. Holding the line is losing. We're crushing them right now in general, but they're targeting us for extermination because we're a lead attack ship. I need your financial support. You need these products. All of you that haven't ever bought from us, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We're fighting for you. We're fighting for your family. And all we're asking for is your support and your prayers. So buy those products today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
MycoZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results. So you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. We tell you fungus is a scourge, mold's a scourge, and you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area you can. MycoZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. MycoZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right. Joining us into the next hour is not just the man of the hour. The last few years, Tommy Robinson has just been on fire. He's been exposing the recruiting of little girls for sex slavery that's now mainstream news in the UK. Thousands per town. One small town had 4,000 groomed. Some of them murdered, disappeared, flown overseas. He's been imprisoned, put in general population with Muslims. They've tried to kill him. He goes out with his family to picnics, and Islamists attack him. He kicks their butt, and then the police throw him out of the town. Now he went to Italy, where famous Italian journalists, females, go and get beat up at the no-go zones. I've been in Rome, and the police say, oh, it's incredible. If you even go into the parks or under the trees, you know, there's just thousands of North Africans just sitting around. They attack you. But the media says there's no such thing as no-go zones. So he goes there. Some North Africans try to attack him. He knocks one of them out. They say, we're going to kill your family, and start trying to punch him, and he smacks them. Then they are... Well, he'll tell you the whole story behind the viral videos of 10 Antifa thugs attacking him and his female reporter. They fight back and Antifa runs. He knocks down at least four of them. These soy boy methods cannot take a punch, but it's incredible and how they show up all of a sudden with the police watching. I believe the police were coordinating this because he's under Sadiq Khan there. So Mr. Robbins joins us. Here is some excerpts of the video. And you can follow him at T. Robbins New Era on Twitter. He has his new video site. He's left Rebel Media. And I got to say, it's been explosive since he left. Rebel didn't want him to get killed, which I understand. He's now out on the streets. Everywhere he goes, he gets patted on the back by Christian Africans and by Sikhs and Indians love him because they know they've been under Islamic attack. But the Antifa communists with Sadiq Khan and his police are out to shut him down. We've had reporters trying to get into the UK, Laura Southern from Canada. They got arrested. Others got arrested. That's on InfoWars.com. But let's go to excerpts of what happened in Italy and what just happened in London. Here it is.
Right.
what's amazing is Tommy doesn't say mean things to these people. They come up and try to attack him in Rome, you name it. We're going to find out what happened behind this. We haven't even shown you the beginning of the footage. We'll roll that in a few minutes after we've talked to Tommy and given him opening statements, but I'm just setting this up here. He's in a McDonald's parking lot, and 10 men come up. He's backing away. They start attacking him. He defends himself. They're trying to hit him. He goes at him first, which is smart, when, 10 guys are coming around you if you can't get away. The media spun it like Tommy Robinson got in a fight. No, they masked men attacked two reporters, and the two reporters fought back, and the cowards ran. That's the real headline. What is the real headline here, Tommy Robinson? Incredible. You are on fire. You are on fire, my friend.
Thanks, Alex. The real headline is, do you know where, all the way through this, I knew at certain points that with Lucy and with George as well, who are the camera team with us, I knew we'd get attacked at certain times, but I never thought they'd go for Lucy. I guess I thought too highly of them. I thought they had morals. So I always said, and as soon as they turned up and I saw the mask, I basically getting out of the car, I looked across, I see seven men coming towards me with me with masks. And then I stood and I tried to move away from Lucy. I thought they'd all go for me. So I thought, that's sound. I'll move away. They'll all come for me. They didn't. They sectioned off. One went to George and one went to Lucy. And then he, as you can see, he starts attacking Lucy. He's resting on the floor of her. But to be honest, Lucy gave as good as she got. And he ended up, she was kicking him and hitting him. And even at the end, I looked over and even see George, the other camera lad as well, scuffling with them as well. But, they were masked up. They were ready to attack us. And as you're right, straight after this, the police have turned up. They've done nothing. Even I found out, I walked around the corner to where these men were. They was at a mosque because there was at a mosque at a communist, alignment between the Kurds and Antifa. They were joining up for this day. I've actually got leaflets and show that they were practicing fighting techniques. And
by the way, I was told by the hostage rescue team and the FBI, and this started coming out later, we were told the day after Vegas that it was Kurdish groups with Antifa, with Saudis that carried out the attack, and now it's coming out in the news that they have merged with them. So yes, tell us why they knew where you were, why they attacked you in a McDonald's parking lot, why were they ready for you? Break that down for us.
The only thing I can think is we was in that McDonald's car park. I'd been in McDonald's, and we was in the car park for 30 minutes. So someone must have spotted us. And the more I get people look at me funnily wherever I go. But I think it's because they realise who I am. But I remember a girl standing there with her hood up, and I can still see her face. So I think it must have been her. And then they've made the call. And what I realised was there was 100 of them. Round the corner, there's 100 of them. When I went back round there, there's 100 of them in a mosque, Antifa, all their leading members, and they're having a practice day where they're practising their fight club. And they're practicing training to attack the fascists. And lo and behold, that's what happened. But
they better get some more training. I mean, it looks like you knocked down at least four of them.
Well, look at my face, Alex. If seven men want to come masked up, ready to do damage, why am I sitting here looking pretty?
Well, the number of people said was 10, but I guess you actually fought seven, correct?
There's seven. Yeah, seven. One went, but they must have had it planned as well because they broke off straight away. One went for the camera girl, one went for the cameraman.
Well, why can't they take a punch? I mean, you're smacking them pretty good, but they are just like, they think it's a video game. It's the same thing when the bodyguards of Michael Moore hit me. It's on video in my film, Martial Law, and I hit them back. They're like, why'd you do that? I'm like, dude, same thing happened to Michelle Malkin's bodyguard. He bumped into me. I punched him right in the stomach with my elbow, and he started crying. It's like, yeah, dude, it's a two-way street. Sorry, go ahead.
There's a few other minutes that were missing from the footage from where they grabbed the cameras. But the situation was that because there's so many of them, every time one of them was coming at me and I'd go to punch back or fight back, then one of them would come from somewhere else. And but as I said, they didn't do a very good job. And what currently is happening is in the UK, the far left, because of how embarrassing this is, these are the people who claim to protect women. They claim to be defending minorities and defending women. And here they are violently attacking a female journalist on her own, violently throwing her on the floor. And here they are. And then because of this situation, I think that most of the left and even journalists are coming out saying it's a staged fight. The other thing is I'm going to find these people. So we will have follow-up videos coming out once I do find out who they are. I'm already think I'm on the process of finding out a few of them. So,
Stay right there. Stay right there. You're my hero, man. You already were, but this is amazing. Here's the deal. For 6 months, he's wanting to work with us, and I want him to. I've just been trying to get the capital to do it right, because this guy needs a big platform. But we're going to be right back. I want him to just have the floor, recap where he was, why it happened, what's coming next, and what happened in that missing space. What happened in that missing space? We're going to talk about that.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each That's other right. and ourselves, we can take our country back.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodide instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You gotta keep them separated.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited because Tommy Robinson is on fire, and he's got a new website as well that he's going to tell you about here in just a moment, but I'm going to try to shut up. I get so excited. He's going to tell you the missing tape while the camera people had the cameras knocked out of their hands, while the woman's being attacked by what I see as what people count as 10 Antifa, but I guess 7 that attacked him, and then some women that were reportedly saw him and were part of it also reported, because around the block, Antifa was training at a mosque to do just this very thing. And that, so imagine this. Tommy Robinson is just driving around. He pulls up. He's in a car park by a McDonald's. They recognize him. And by the time they come back out, they're being attacked. He tries to draw him off. So you've got the floor. Break down where you were, what happened, where it is in London, what the mosque is doing. And then we'll tie this into your trip to Europe. Reporters not being allowed into the UK. I mean, this is serious. Your Islamic mayor, Sadiq Khan, please continue.
Yeah, so basically what's concerning is that there's a Kurdish mosque, and Antifa were holding a training day in the mosque, and they had guest speakers. And one of the conditions, with all the stuff I found, one of the conditions was they can't have any alcohol because they have to respect the martyrs. Now, I was aware that the Kurdish struggle was also a communist struggle. That's what I was also aware of. But seeing the two align completely, seeing them come together using the same facilities, seeing them share speeches and platforms about how they're going to tackle fascism, which basically means anyone that's not a socialist or communist. It's a worrying sign, because usually Antifa usually try to wind the Muslims up. But here they are with what people would say is the most liberal of Muslims joining and aligning on their left-wing views or their far left agendas. Now, we was in the car park. As I've said, I didn't think they'd attack Lucy. Stupid me, they did. They attacked us. But even the police's response, there's another video, there's a 50-minute long video where after this attack, I walk to the mosque. And when I get to the mosque, all the police are there. And they're saying, they're saying, get back, go away. I'm saying the gang of men that just jumped me are in there. What are you going to do about it? And they do nothing. They actually say, well, because you can't identify them because they had masks on, which if you reverse the situation, reverse the roles for 1 minute, you've got a Muslim woman, and you've got a Muslim man. And then 7 or 8 young white men come, non-Muslims, come and attack them, jump them and beat the girl up and physically assault them. The police would shut that entire venue down. They would make sure they get the video evidence of every single bit of clothing that every single individual is wearing. They would launch a massive investigation. They would go and get the CCTV from every single building within the vicinity. They would put it on the national news.
It'd be white supremacist hate crimes committed against a poor innocent Muslim woman. It'd be the number one story in the world. But because it wasn't, they shut it down.
Well, no one's even spoke about poor Lucy, really. No one spoke about her. I haven't seen one journalist. No one's contacted her. No media have contacted her. She's violently attacked for being a journalist. They're journalists. But yet every single report from the mainstream media, Tommy Robinson fighting with masked men. No, that's not how it was. Tommy Robinson was getting a burger from McDonald's, and his camera girl and his cameraman were violently attacked by a gang of thugs.
The headlines should be, give us the headlines. We're going to name this video that. I mean, you're absolutely right. A gang of masked thugs viciously attack female reporter. Media covers it up. I mean, that's really the headline.
And police refuse to act. Police refuse to deal with it. The police actually said, I looked around and I said, there's a CCTV camera straight above my head. I want that footage because that will show all of it. I want all the footage. But of course, they said, unless you can identify them. And then when they're talking about the crime, they said, oh, it's a public order. It's not public order. It's a violent, politically motivated hate crime, which is what you keep going on about. It's a hate crime. They are purposely targeting of us because of our beliefs. We've been violently attacked. We've been robbed. They smashed the camera. They stole the microphone, a £500 microphone. It's a street robbery as well. But none of these charges have been brought or looked into or investigated. It's just, that's it. You got beat up, they're gone. The police are actually standing with them.
Well, you know the answer. You need to recruit a Sikh or an Indian to go undercover and record the mosque and blow their entire operation. It's time for covert action.
It should be. It should be. And to be honest, what I said is, when they do this, so when these videos go viral, they expose themselves. They expose themselves, and we're always, what the media do is they use it no matter what to try and tarnish me or defame me or slander me and bracket me as a thug, as a violent hooligan. So that if someone's going to come up to me, the same in Rome, if someone's going to threaten your life, if someone's going to violently attack you, you're going to fight back. And that's all I've done. And usually, to be honest, Alex, I have to put my hands behind my back in so many situations. There's been so many times when I've been punched first, when I shouldn't have been punched first. It's like this situation there you're watching. People would only be happy if I let him stab me. So I'm fed up of being a punch bag, if I'm honest. I'm fed up of continually having to not act with my instinct and defend myself because I'm constantly worried of being prosecuted and put in prison because I know that the system and the government...
And let's be clear, they've got you on probation, even though they're overthrowing your conviction right now. They took your house, everything, because you fought back when Muslims attacked you. You now go to the houses of the people that are saying they're going to kill you. I mean, this is just insane, the climate there.
The climate, in the last... I've watched, and I am, for the first time in a long time, I am very, very worried. I'm very worried because I watched as... When Darren Osborne, who was a white man who drove a van into Muslims outside a mosque, when the police opened up that court case, one of the biggest terrorist court cases in our country, especially with the media, of course, because he was white, when they opened up that court case, they opened up with a blatant lie. They said that he had direct Twitter messages with Tommy Robinson.
And they also blamed InfoWars, I should add.
Yes, of course. Yeah, of course. And they didn't warn me. And when they'd done that, the media run with it everywhere. Now, because of that, and since then, the lead officer in counterterrorism, a man called Mark Rowley, he come out 2 weeks ago and he gave a speech where he said Tommy Robinson is just basically the same as Anjem Chowdhury. Anjem Chowdhury is the leader of a proscribed terrorist organization. 60% of Muslims in British prisons for terrorism are ex-members of his organization. He wants to throw gay people off rooftops. He wants to bury women in the floor and smash rocks at their heads. And I want to stop him. And somehow that puts us on the same level. And I've watched as they've upped it and upped it and upped it. And even now with Brittany Pettibone, who's a young American girl, her and her partner flew into the UK 4 or 5 days ago. They were held at customs. They were arrested. They were detained and put into a detention center full of Muslims for 3 days before they were deported. Now, the Home Office said the reason she was not allowed in, the reason she was detained, and the reason she was deported was because she was coming to interview Tommy Robinson. She's coming to interview me. Today, so that's what happened with her. Today, they've just held Lauren Southern, and they've deported her and banned her from our country again. This is, so I've watched as everything, they're up in the ante, and they're trying to build me up as a preacher of hate with zero evidence.
That's right. Stay there. We got to go to break. This is critical. Brittany Pettibone held for 4 days. Lauren Southern held as terrorist. They even have the printouts. They're not racist, any of that stuff. They're part of a free speech group. And we have the footage of in Europe when they get kicked back out of England, coming back, and Tommy went there to interview him. He is a busy man. Let me tell you something. I admire him. I mean, he made me feel so strong when I saw him in that video this weekend fight. It gave me a lot of strength, and it flipped something in my mind. It just let me know just how bad our enemies are and just how dedicated they are to enslaving us. We'll be back as humanity awakens. Stay with us.
We've
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the InfoWar. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've been working on a plan to get Paul Watson and Tommy Robinson together because Paul is amazing. He probably reaches as many people as I do. And I had to tell him 6 years ago, I said, listen, I'm cutting your pay in half. He doesn't do it for money. That's the problem, too. He doesn't. All he does is work. And he's so humble that he didn't want to be on air. And I said, Paul, you're super articulate. His brother's got a, PhD in international affairs, just as smart as Paul. He doesn't even want to be seen or heard because he's just so humble. Steve Watson, just as smart as Paul. And, you know, he just wants to run his folk festival, music festivals. He runs some pretty big festivals. He's successful in that, right? And he writes articles for InfoWars. But I told Paul, I said, you're going on here. And I said, here's your website. Here's your Twitter account. It had no followers or nobody on it. I said, here it is, called Prison Planet. He didn't even want it to be named after him. He said, oh, it's too much fancy if it's my name. But say it's behind the scenes. Just maybe Prison Planet, make one for me. And I said, okay, you're doing it. So maybe we can get this guy from London. They're a little more aggressive. Teamed up with Paul, the little Northern Viking. So we'll get the Brittany, with the Viking from the north, and we'll get something going here because these two are going to be the dynamic duo, especially with his crew. And by the way, Lucy Brown, you know, I was watching the footage in Fast Motion. She has gray hair. I think maybe that's that style because she's actually an attractive looking woman now that I pause it. I was saying, here's Antifa attacking an old lady, but then I started watching. Tell us about Lucy Brown. Tell us about all this and then other tidbits of what happened when the cameras were knocked out of your hands. I think you said for several minutes what happened there and then into the reporters that were kidnapped for 4 days for trying to enter the country to talk to you.
That's it. So I met Lucy and I met George and Caleb, which is our team. I met them on an interview, actually. I met them on a discussion a year ago. And then if people look, any of my viewers will know, look at videos we've done in the last 4 weeks since my
you've exploded. You've exploded. It's like a bowling ball was taken off your leg, or right?
We're back. Yeah, we're back. Because we exploded when we first started working together. We exploded as soon as we first come together for Red Bull, but then there was whatever happens. Not to talk about it, but.
Well, look, I get it. Rebel doesn't want you to get killed. You're a great patriot, a star, but you're a warrior, so you're staying out in the streets. I understand, you know, why you guys had friction, because, you know, they didn't want to get you killed. I don't want to get you killed either. That's why I want to get enough capital in to get you some security, brother, you and Paul, because you guys are going to hit the ground running.
Yeah, that's it. The stories for me are out on the street. The stories are out on the street. And to be honest, See, even in the last 4 weeks, people can probably even sense off myself, I'm happy doing this. I'm happy. I'm happy. I feel like I'm doing what I wanted to be doing again. And, I'm happy. And I'm happy. So I'm happy because I know it's having an effect. It's having a change. And
well, I want you to know your spirit gives me incredible energy. And now that you're turning it loose, I'm not kidding. I feel stronger and I'm more aggressive and have more hope because of you.
No, that's a good fit. Well, I get that. When I meet members of the public and I see how much it means to them and I see the reaction I get off them, it empowers me. And to know that it's making a difference. But that's the, when I was on your show last week, I spoke about how we had the upper hand in 2016. We had the media. We had the social media. We took it. We used it. And the authorities and the system, the globalists did not know what to do with it. But now they're taking it back. They're regaining and pulling back their power. Whether it be taking my blue tick off, I was suspended from Twitter last week for 7 days for simply stating a fact. I see a situation coming in the next 12 months where I'm completely removed from social media completely. And that's the.
And that's why we've now got to all team up to magnify everything here because we've gotten so big they're having trouble actually deleting us. Absolutely. So this is critical.
Yeah, you've got to the stage where they can't get rid of you. But what they're witnessing with me, the reason why they've just done this with Lauren Southern, what's insane is they've welcomed all these immigrants in. They've welcomed ISIS fighters back. I spoke yesterday and said
they put them in they put them in the best Section 8 housing. Tell folks.
There was a man in Italy. He's a Moroccan living in Italy. He tried to fight for ISIS. He was stopped. He told the border agency, I want to become a terrorist. And then 3 months later, after all of his details were put on the European database to be watched, he just strolled straight into London, moved to our country. Now think about that. He's tried to join ISIS. He wants to be a terrorist. Our border staff didn't stop him, didn't arrest him, but they stopped Brittany Pettibone. They stopped Lauren Southern. They didn't stop him. He went on to kill 8 people and injure 48. We've had last week a Pakistani preacher who is banned from every mosque in Pakistan. He's banned from preaching in Pakistan. He flies into my country and he's touring the mosques of our country, giving radical sermons, inciting murder upon people. But don't worry, because our border agency have got Lauren Southern. So everything's all right. So what the reality
because the globalist, it's all in the UN plan. They admit they're going to bring in Islam as their enforcer. They get Christianity gone so that you have no culture, even if you don't believe in God, folks. The point is it's an operating system for them. They get rid of that so you have no culture. Then they bring in the new culture, and they make you submit to it. And it's all in the Peter Sutherland, UN globalist, Juncker, the unelected, you know, dictator of the EU, the heir to the Nazi fortune. That's what I mean. You cannot make this up. You cannot make up how evil they are. Now, I want to play this clip from where you are in Europe. Set up this clip of Pettibone, Brittany Pettibone, and her boyfriend coming out. You've got the folks there in German, you know, chanting about free speech. Media's calling them rot Nazis. All they are is a free speech coalition group, and demonizing folks' speech. So set this up. We'll play the clip. Again, was this Austria or was this Germany where they flew back into?
They were getting deported to Austria. So Brittany was coming to interview me. She was arrested, held, detained, and they were deporting her. So I thought it was important that we were waiting for her in Austria. So as she come through the airport, and if I'm honest, it was a beautiful moment. When they returned and I looked and I saw probably up 50 to 100 people who were greeting them at the airport, who were singing a song about free speech and free thought. And I realized what it meant to these people, what the values of freedom of speech meant to them. And then I felt humiliated that my country has just detained this couple, that Martin Selner and Brittany Pettibone. They've been detained, they've been imprisoned, and now they've been deported. Martin Selner, who's Brittany's partner, he was coming to give a speech at Speaker's Corner. Speaker's Corner, for anyone who doesn't know, in London, there's 300 years of history. It's where, it's known as where you can go and say whatever you want.
And so now you realize that your own country, let's play the clip as a time, you now realize your own country is going pure authoritarian, where actual Brits and others have no speech, or Canadians coming in to speak. You have no speech, but the foreign invaders do, backed up by your Islamic mayor and the globalists. Let's go to that clip.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Welcome home. Welcome home, Brittany. Welcome home, mine. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
You've got quite a reception waiting for you.
Yeah, wow. Okay, that's we didn't amazing. Expect that. Wow, amazing.
Right, can I ask, how are you feeling?
I'm just thankful for all the people who supported us. Everybody who tweeted, people who made demonstrations in front of embassies, and especially the brave guys who went to speech corners today. They're the backbone of our resistance.
Can you briefly tell us what happened?
Yeah, so it was separate for us. So he was denied entry for a different reason. I was denied entry because I said I was going to interview you. And so I have the immigration statement. I'll show it to you. And it says you're denied entry because you want to interview far-right activist, far-right extremist, Tommy Robinson, who incites racial hatred. And so Martin actually mentioned, he was like, why don't you let her through and she can do her interviews and I won't go and then the event won't take place, so it'll be fine. They're like, her situation's worse because she's going to interview Tommy.
Yeah. We wanted to give her a speech about freedom of speech there, but they wouldn't even let us go to a speaker's corner. And I think sometimes a speech you don't give speaks more.
This is beautiful. A beautiful reception.
Great.
Welcome home. Welcome
Thank
home.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks, mate.
So let's talk about what happened. Germany lost 22 million people in World War II, getting swindled into that war by Hitler and the globalists. We're going to break them back with Mr. Robbins in the fourth hour here. But now the left can't stop. They bring people in, they do race-based garbage. And when people try to resist it, they say, you have no right to exist. And the Green Party and all of them in Germany say, it's time to get rid of white people. They're inherently evil. And then when people, young people come together and say, no, that's not true, then they call them Nazis and say they have no speech. This is a globalist plan to destroy all culture, exploit the third world, everybody. It's an admitted plan. And they hate Mr. Robinson because he goes and speaks to the black African groups, and he goes and speaks to the Sikhs and everybody else, and is open for all that as long as you're for everybody else's freedom. Everybody else is compatible, but the Islamicists and the left they're allied with. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. We need your support. Free shipping ends today. InfoWarsStore.com. Without you, we cannot defeat the globalists. InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Interfusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Tommy Robinson's on fire. He's with us at least another 30 minutes. Then we're going to have Rob Dew, Owen Schroyer, Jake Lloyd, our reporters, at the scene of the third bombing. Two today, one a week ago in Austin, Texas. It looks like Antifa, anti-gentrification attacks. The reason I say that is they've said they're going to start attacking and bombing and shooting. They've already attacked old people, cat cafes, weird meth head white people leading usually mentally ill minorities. I'm not just saying that. It's usually like mentally ill minorities led by white people, communists. So, and I'm not like trying to virtue signal towards the minorities that are the majority now in most areas. It's communist white dirtbags leading it, okay? And that's what it is. And then they're funded by big foundations and drive around in Jaguars and Mercedes. And when we looked up some of these people, we infiltrated some of their meetings, we put some PIs on them, and they're all rich kids. So I thought they were just meth heads or something in their mom's basement. No, these are corporate people. Their parents make $1 million a year, half a million a year. One of them heads up Time Warner here in town. And then they're out there leading this crap. I mean, these are evil people. So, yeah, we've been following you to your houses and stuff. Start threatening our reporters and stuff. We've got at least 20 of the leadership of Antifa, where you live, what you're doing. We're not playing games, okay? And Tommy Robinson isn't playing games. I'm going to make an announcement coming up the next segment. This one's short. But, Tommy, other key tidbits about the Antifa attacking you, your female camera person, all of this stuff. You were talking about what happened when the cameras were knocked out of your hands. What more on the missing minutes?
So the missing minutes, and the reality is, since I went independent, so I went independent, and everyone who's been working with me have been working with me voluntarily, because we didn't have funding, we didn't have support. So George, Cale, and Lucy, and then we've been making do with not good equipment. So we weren't ready, and our equipment weren't great. We should have body cams. We should have cameras on the cars, but we didn't have because we're just starting to get organized now.
And don't get into too much details, but exactly. You don't even have money for solid state body cams. You guys have already infiltrated. We can't get into it, but then the system failed.
Yeah. System failed. Yeah.
Keep going.
So basically, without saying too much, we want to help, or we want to do to Antifa what they've done to us. We want to make sure that everyone, exactly what you said. I'll be honest with you. We had someone, two of their lead people We've had people sat outside their houses with cameras photographing them and their movements, and these people think they're invisible. They think that no one knows who they are or where they are. And they think that they can sit there and they can put people's addresses out and they can make threats to kill and murder and they can incite violence against anyone who has a different opinion without there being a repercussion. And I'm not talking about violent repercussions. I'm talking about exposés on who they are and what they're up to.
Well, if I told Antifa in Austin, who has now been watching them on their own time, they would crap their britches. I mean, former intelligence heads of the most elite military units, you name it, are just tired of it. And I think, though, they're going to false flag their own people to blame us. So we don't want any violence against them. We're just going to catch them in crimes and make sure they go to prison.
Yeah. And that's what, to be honest, I'd sit confidently and say that those men that attacked us, they wouldn't have heard the end of it. So they will. And the thing is, they wear their masks, they hide their identity, and they think they're invisible. And at some point, those masks are going to get pulled down, and they're going to have cameras in their faces, and then we're going to see what the men they are.
Well, you're too strong, you're too dedicated, you're too focused, you're too manly. You got to worry about the government that's been hijacked by the globalists and Sadiq Khan, the city you live in. They're so arrogant, I think they're going to probably try to kill you. They don't understand I'll turn you into a martyr, but they just don't get it. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, what they've done is, so they let terrorists in. They know who these terrorists are. They watch them. They do nothing. They let them blow things up. They're all on the watch list. And then they use those crimes and those terrorist attacks to bring in new laws to take away more freedom. And then those laws that they bring in, they use against us. They put on us. They put on Lauren Southern. She's held under the Terrorism Act today, arrested under terrorist legislation and deported from our country. Meanwhile, bearded jihadis just stroll back.
That's right. Stay right there. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. Thugs training with communist Islamicists at a mosque learn from one of their operatives that Tommy Robinson is at a McDonald's with his camera lady, and then they come over and attack the woman to get the camera, viciously start beating her. She fights back, he fights back, and then they run as cowardly scum, and the police are all there and do nothing. Tommy Robinson's our guest at the bottom of the hour. Then we have reporters on the scene of the third bombing in Austin. You cannot make this up. So we're going to talk to Owen Schroyer, then Rob Dew, and, of course, Jake Lloyd. And then this has been in the works for 6 months. I want to publish his book, Muhammad's Quran. It's already a bestseller in Europe here in the U.S. because I want you to hear what Muhammad actually said. And then I want to hire him. But I said, let me finish up with all this stuff till I know the budget. I just can't wait. They keep hitting us with other torpedoes. We're moving forward. That's why I gave $20,000 to Project Veritas. Because they do incredibly great work. And the lawyers told me, they said, the footage they have of the New York Times and YouTube and Google and Twitter and Facebook saying, you're public enemy number one, Alex Jones is the enemy, plus anybody else that spreads American flags. They said, well, we ban Alex Jones or anything like him or anything like American flags. We hate America. I mean, it's on video. These are globalists. And then a lot of people that used to even be listeners, they go, oh, I'll be promoted by YouTube and make money if I attack Alex Jones. So they flip. And then people think, oh, look, you're being censored. You're not winning. No, I am winning. I'm changing the world. The way people think about only themselves, it's like if you had neighbors upstream, this is a point Ted Nugent made last week when I was at his house, and they're crapping in the river and it's coming down to your house, they don't have a right to do that. Okay? And that's where we are. So we're changing the world. We expect to get attacked. They're always like, ah, we're going to kill you. We're going to shut you up. We're like, we get that. Okay, we're here to stop you so all these innocents don't get run over. It's an instinct. It's a spirit. It's not like trying to be a hero. You can't roll over when you see him kidnapping little girls like he did in his town. He owned a tanning bed company, was making money, middle class, and I had a big, nice house. I know Robin's story. I remember seeing demonization about him 10 years ago and halfway believing it, my own self. They took his house. They put him in prison. They tried to kill him. Now he's stronger than ever. So he's not doing this for his own self. He's doing it because the town he was in, it turned out 4,000 little girls were groomed for sex. Many of them kidnapped, many of them killed, many of them disappeared. This is a evil British pedophile government allied with Islam because under its tenets of radical Islam, it follows pedophilia. And everybody knows about the giant scandals of pedophilia in England. The secret dungeons, the torture, the murder of little kids, prime minister slit little girls' throats. All that's coming out. The BBC is basically a giant pedophile cult. So, that, I mean, London Telegraph, pedophile cult runs UK. Cannot be released, will destroy national security. That's a headline. That's top police saying we are run by pedophiles who are devil worshippers. You cannot make that up. What are harems? They're slave pits of women. Yeah, and Muhammad had sex with a 9-year-old. So Turkey's legalizing sex with 9-year-olds right now. You cannot make this up. So I'm going to donate $20,000 we don't have because we did last year. We brought in even more capital than we did the election year. We thought that was crazy. But because we sold stuff at such low prices, we brought in less money aggregate. But this year, it's accelerated because I just cut prices too much. Last day of the sale, free shipping, and 30 to 80% off all these bestsellers. The average is 50% off. It's got to end because we're selling out of the stuff. And Tim Ferger explained, he said, yeah, this is the most money we ever brought in, but it's only 5% money we keep. Alex, you got to stop. We got some other great sales tomorrow, but take advantage of these. Go click the support us donate button. But I'm giving $20,000 because I've learned they got a bunch of crappy cameras. They don't have body cams. They need it. They could get even better intel. So I'm giving the directive right now to wire to Tommy Robinson $20,000 by tomorrow so they can get the equipment they need. They've got them trying to break in their houses, surveilling them, trying to infiltrate them. I mean, it's been amazing what's been going on to these guys. But it's like a James Bond movie, but this is the real world where the real James Bonds have $200 cameras that are broken. So I'm sending $20,000. Sounds like a lot. It's not. Takes a lot to do all this, but I need you to go to his website. Let's put it on screen, because he's got a new website. It's Tommy Robinson. Now there's the website. What is the best places? You've got a lot of these. Is it TommyRobinson.online, that awesome site? Okay, let's fade his audio back up because he didn't have his audio faded up. I'm gonna get this right this time. What's the best website, Tommy?
TommyRobinson.online. And Alex, you'll get value for money because you know, like, since going independent, we haven't got the funds. And even like this Sunday, because they stopped Martin Selner speaking in London and they deported him. I've said they may have stopped the speaker, but they won't stop the speech. So I'm going to go to Speaker's Corner, where 300 years of history at Speaker's Corner. Some of the most controversial figures in our country's history have spoke there, from George Orwell to Karl Marx. And our government think they can stop that. Speaker's Corner has been taken over by radical Islamic jihadists. That's the only people that go there to promote their religion. Well, this Sunday at 3 o'clock, the battle for Speaker's Corner begins. Now, I know I'm going there, but we don't have the money, or we haven't had the money to get proper security. You've just given us the money to get proper security, so thank you very much. We can also get the proper equipment, and I guarantee you people will see value for money with the money you've given us, because we're going to get straight back out there.
Well, let's be clear. We haven't even struck an operational plan. We've been talking about for 6 months to try to get you the proper studio and, you know, do the right things. I don't want to step on rebels' toes, so now you can work with us. But expanding on that, Tommy, it is critical that everybody else donate because that is just a drop in the bucket. So let me give people, the website again. It's TommyRobinson.online. whether it's $5, $25, or, you know, 50 pounds, because it's in pound denominations. They're on PayPal. Get in there, folks. Donate today, because this is frontline patriots, completely outnumbered in a last-ditch effort. But people are responding. They're getting involved. What they're scared of is your leadership, you know, your marches through no-go zones, and the fact that only Muslims are allowed to have free speech now in the UK. I've seen it myself, where Muslims are allowed to speak, but nobody else is. This has to be stood up against. This is absolutely devastating. So, again, people need to go to your website.
And that's vice versa, Alex, because, you know, if it wasn't for organizations and channels like yourself, if it wasn't for people like yourself, and the only way you know, you're coming under attack from everywhere. Every legal suit they can do, they can sue you to try and bring you down, financially destroy you. That's what they're doing. They're doing exactly the same to all the people. And the only way they'll survive is with the public support. So whether that be on my website or join on InfoWars, and all the things that you're doing or on your shop is what helps you do it, but not just by helping you do it. You give people like myself and people across Europe and people across the world who don't have a platform. If it wasn't for organizations or alternative media first giving me interviews and giving me platforms, no one would have, we wouldn't have got up there. So whilst you're asking people to support us, you've just given us £20,000. You've given us the opportunity. So I'd rather people were supporting InfoWars and helping them grow and get bigger. And as you said, change the world.
And, you know, something we need to do is when these donations come in, we need to give people credit when they want it, kind of like Ron Paul used to do. We don't even have the infrastructure. We can team up. Whoever's building your websites, we want to launch some new ones that are really slick and nice, like you've got. You know, InfoWars is kind of informational. NewsWars looks really good, but I like, you know, the look of your new site, the team you've got. And so when we get off air today, we're going to talk about it because I've waited too long. I'm trying to hire some other people. I'm just trying to budget it. So the listeners will just go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the products, click on the support, donate to us. No, I mean, I gave $100,000 to help round up pedophiles and document that. That is set to be come out on television. I don't have any stake in that. I'm not trying to make money off that production. I just knew that they were blocking what was happening, so I funded it. Same thing here, $20,000. Project Veritas is now giving us the keys to win these lawsuits, with Google, Facebook, and Twitter admitting they're doing it because of our political views, not for what they claim. We now can win these lawsuits. We don't want to launch them. We have to make them back off. We have to sue the people that filed false complaints. We have to sue, you know, folks that sue us saying, you know, we can't have a painting of Pepe the Frog. You know, they're coming after our free speech. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and also go to Mr. Robbins' website, because it's critical for everybody to understand this is a war, and people that are willing to risk their lives out there, like Tommy Robinson, need your financial support today. And I'm not going to sit here while he does a great job in the field but fumbles around trying to get money for year after year after year after year when they're trying to put his ass in prison. We need to give him the equipment he needs for the information war. So go there and donate today, and also buy products that you need that are great at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping ends today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2, if there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, let's cut right into the broadcast. Alex Jones here. If you're listening to us on radio stations and TV stations, you are getting past the censors. They're trying to block us everywhere. We have Tommy Robinson joining us. We have Kalen, one of his amazing camera crew. Also want to get Lucy on, the woman who gave as good as she got when the cowardly Antifa thugs tried to climb on top of her. But during the break, I was asking Mr. Robinson what's coming next, and he was just telling me amazing things. I mean, he is, just like Nigel Farage woke up people politically, this is the next Nigel Farage for the next level. And if you knew his story, it is incredible how he's fighting racism, how he founded the English Defense League, and then it got infiltrated by racists, so he left it and exposed it. And he's just a great guy, a great father, a great patriot. He's gone through so much. He's got this great crew of people that I want to link up with Paul Joseph Watson, who, again, is so humble. He's just a rock star politically, you know, here in the U.S. and the U.K. When I've been in public with him in the U.K., he gets mobbed. We have to use the popularity to culturally win, or they're going to shut us down in our houses. And Paul finally got that. He said, I know I got to do more videos. I got to get on the street. It's true. I'm not going to let them shut me down. So the fact they're trying to suppress him, he's a seed. He's going to grow. But I think when I team these guys up together, I think the strength of them is going to be frightening. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking, like with Owen Schroyer and others, people that will surpass what I've done. That's true victory. We're not in competition with other media, any of it. We're in competition with tyranny to defeat it. So Tommy Robinson, and you were telling me donations are coming in. I want to thank the listeners. That's great. And of course, Kalen, one of your great camera folks, you guys have got the floor for the last 7 minutes. Tell us what's coming next.
What's coming next? We want to take over the media. That's what we want to do in Europe. We want to be the people. We already are. Every time there's a terrorist attack, my name trends. Everyone searches for the truth. When they're searching for the truth, they're searching for us.
And your average video gets 5 million views now. I mean, CNN doesn't have that in 10 hours.
No, that's why they're trying to silence us. That's why they're hating us. But one thing I'd like to say is, whilst I've got the opportunity on the platform, I won't be able to do it with the people who support me, and I certainly wouldn't be able to have done any of it, any of the videos, without Kaylin, without George, without Lucy, because people give me the credit because they see me on the end of the camera, but they're risking their lives every time. They're walking into mosques for me. They're walking into hostile environments for me. They're coming under attack. George was coming under attack. Lucy come under attack. So they're putting their lives on the line, and they don't really get any gratitude for it. No. In fact, they get slagged off by people for it. So, so that's mine. So I won't be able to do it without them guys. So, yeah,
let me ask him a question then before you talk about what's coming next. Kaylin, I'm familiar with your work over the last few years with Tommy. Where does this courage come from? Because they target you guys with the cameras first. I mean, what do you do when eight guys are trying to beat you up? I mean, you don't come off as like a hooligan or anything, just a nice artistic type fella. But, I mean, I guess you're not going to let them suppress your speech. Is that it?
Well, I think when you know that there's millions of people that are going to be behind the camera lens, you kind of feel a sense of courage anyway. And you know that what they're doing is wrong. And in general, what you're doing is right. What you're showing is right. What you're exposing is right. What you're saying is right. And so that sort of gives you a sense of courage, of being able to just follow through with what's going to happen. You know, yeah, you might get seriously injured and things like that might happen, but you still have so many other people who are on side, who are watching what's going on, and it is the right thing to do. And production value is our best weapon. That's the thing that we have that's blowing everyone else out of the water, that's terrifying the mainstream media. And that's the number one thing that just drives me to do all of this. I used to work in the mainstream media before this, and I just basically take their tactics and bring it here, and it's terrifying everyone. And that's where it all comes from, because you know that regardless of what happens, regardless of how bad it gets, in the end, what you're doing is still the right thing. And I think we're still on the right side of history, and that's where it all comes from.
And let's talk about real horror. I mean, I heard you 10 years ago. They said, oh, this racist, horrible guy's been put in prison. He says that they're grooming thousands of girls in his town for sex slavery. And then it came out later, a bunch of them got killed. They got shipped overseas. They chop them up and feed them to people out of kebab stands. I mean, I used to think you were crazy. Because who believes this about, and then it's all true. And then now it's back in the news about grooming today. I mean, folks, Islamic countries are hell holes unless it's Jordan or something. I mean, and then they're seen as heretics. It's women can't drive cars. My God, they're selling women on slave blocks. Explain to people what we're up against.
The grooming case has just come out today in the city of Telford. They've got 1,000 victims. Telford's a small town. There's not many Muslims there. There's 1,000 victims. We found out that five people have been murdered, and it's all been covered up. It's all been covered up. One of the victims, they set fire to her sister and her mother. They burned them to death. The Muslim men that were raping them burned them to death. We're only just hearing about it now. This has been going on.
By the way, I had them in my stacks. Finally, the BBCS report inquiry call over Telford child sex exploitation. Boom. I mean, this is, explain how this happens. Because the police won't touch the Muslims. So literally 50-year-old men are grooming your 9-year-old daughters. Go ahead.
The BBC have only just reported on that, as you see, 1 hour ago. They've been silent. This has been other media have been talking about this for 24
hours.
You
broke this. You broke this 10 years ago.
Yeah, I remember going on a show with Jeremy Paxman. Jeremy Paxman was the biggest, most hostile interviewer in the country. And I sat and said to him, and people can watch back the video, I said, our daughters, not your daughters, our daughters, you don't know what we're talking about. We do. Our daughters, our sisters are being pimped, they're being beaten, they're being raped across this country by gangs of Muslim men. And he looked at me like I was stupid. He looked at me like and then years on. And I even remember after that, when I walked through Luton and I met another man, he said, out of all the things you could have spoke about, why did you speak about gangs of Muslim men targeting young English girls and he looked at me like that. And I see the same man years later, and he said, I can't believe it. I've watched everything you spoke about. I said, because I had a conversation this week, Alex, with another father who I'm going to go meet at the end of the week, whose daughter was 12 years old. They were gang raping her. They took her into a park. They poured petrol over her, pretending to set her on fire to terrify her. And this is another case.
That's to put them into Stockholm. That's to put them simulated. They'll do it with a gun or gasoline to put them into simulated Stockholm syndrome, to put them into to submit to them.
Yeah, that's it. And this is not just, it's not just about raping the women for their sexual gratification. It's about destroying them. One girl, they took her tongue, 12 years old, and they nailed it to a table. Another young girl, they got a hot iron rod with the letter M, and they burned it and heated it, and they scalded it on her bum when she was 11 years old because she was the property of Muhammad. And if you stop the average man in the British street, They won't even know that. They will not even know this has happened. And that is the true crime. If a woman gets her hijab pulled off, it's on world news. Our daughters are getting scolded on their bum with the property of Muhammad. They're getting their tongues nailed to tables. They're being raped from one end of this country to the other. And we're supposed to just tolerate and put up with it, because if not, we're racist or extremists. The Home Office are labelling me an extremist who incites religious and racial hatred for simply talking about these crimes, because it's wrong and it has to be spoken
about.
And
then let me raise this then. Now it's finally breaking. Another town, 1,000 girls, 5 of them dead, sex slavery, branding their asses. Excuse me. I mean, this makes me want to go berserk. Why is it now breaking? Just because they can't hide it anymore? More people recognize it, it's coming out.
Since 2009, if you look at the arrest rate is a steady flow like this. And then the English Defence League forms, and then it explodes. Because no longer, when the world's media were coming into our streets, and men were marching and screaming and shouting and holding up signs saying, our daughters are not halal meat, they could hide it no longer. They've done everything they could, but they could hide it no longer. And now the cat's out of the bag, but they're still... They haven't even scratched the top.
Stay there. Tommy Robinson, folks, one of the greatest living patriots with his great crew. I want to get a final comment from both of them about what's coming next. This is amazing. And then we've got our reporters at the scene of the third bombing. We've got multiple, we got deaths. We're going to talk about it all here in Austin, probably communist bombings. Stay with us.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Michael ZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results, so you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. Let me tell you, fungus is a scourge. Mold's a scourge. And you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area you can. MycoZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. MycoZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
From the front lines.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And we now take you to the year 2018, where more than 10 million radical Islamists have been brought into Europe in just the last 5 years. The UK is desperately trying to pull out of the unelected EU, but the grandson of the most powerful Nazi industrial family, who privately owns Luxembourg via German paratroopers taking it, has pledged to break up the United States and defeat Trump. This isn't fiction. This is March 12, 2018. I'm Alex Jones. We've had three bombings in the last week, two today, fatalities. We've got people injured. We've got just a mile from our warehouse, not our broadcast facility, but our warehouse, a bomb has gone off. We've got our crew there. We're about to go to them. I'm not saying Antifa did it, but they're a violent group. It says they're going to attack people that are gentrified, whether they be black, white, or Hispanic, if they're not from the neighborhood. They're attacking cat sanctuaries, physically attacking people, mugging people. They are just the filth of the earth, just vicious people with Satan tattoos and hammers and sickle tattoos. And I'm not saying tattoos are bad. I'm saying the tattoos they have are very evil. Just the scum of the earth. And now we've had Antifa scum at a radical jihadi communist mosque of Kurds discover that Mr. Robinson was around the street, and they came over and attacked him. He fought back. Just in closing, what else is coming up? You're very, very busy. You're on the ground. If your associate, the camera guy, wants to pop back in, he's welcome. But just tell us what's coming next and any other key points.
Well, when I leave here now, I'm going to drive straight to Calais. I'm going to drive to Calais to sit down with Lauren Southern to hear about her ordeal being held by customs today in the UK. Do you know one of the things they said to her, Alex? They said to her, what's your view on, would you intend to run over Muslims with a vehicle? What would you think about that? Now, could you imagine Muslims coming into the UK and then sat them down and asked them these sort of questions? And that's what they've asked her. They've painted her as a Christian extremist. They've questioned her a lot about why she's meeting me. And I'll tell you the true reason for this. Me and Lauren Southern were about to partner up, and hopefully still will. We're about to partner up and do some videos together, and I think it worried them. I think the support base would have worried them, and so they've done every step they've made in the last week. Everything they're doing, even when it comes to statements they're making in the media, it's all because they're worried, and they should be worried. They should be worried because right now we're connecting and speaking to more people than ever before. People are realizing they've been lied to. The trust in the media is gone. The trust in the police is gone. People are looking elsewhere now for people that will lead them. I want to lead them. I want to lead people. I want to educate them. I want to help them. I want to show them exactly what's happening on our streets. And so long as we can stay alive doing it, what's next is we're going to expose so many problems in this country. And the thing is, when they make their decisions like they just made to ban Brittany Pettibone and deport them, they do our job. They red pill so many people. But this Sunday, I'll be in Speaker's Corner giving a speech. I'll be reading out Martin Selner's speech, the speech that he was due to give. I'll be there this Sunday, and it will be the battle of Speaker's Corner. The police and the government thought that they would prevent this by stopping the people coming into our country. Instead, they've just created a massive swell of support. Thousands of people will be coming to Speaker's Corner, and hopefully, for the first time, it won't be ruled by Muslims this Sunday.
And by the way, I want to pick up your feed and come here Sunday. What time is that so I can line it up so we have live coverage? I'm on 4 to 6 already, but that would be basically at 10 at night where you're at. So what time is it?
It'll be 3 p.m. Sunday, Speaker's Corner. And all I want to do is when I met Martin Stellner last night, I said I couldn't care if you were handing me the Communist Manifesto to read. The point of this is not about Martin Stellner. It's not about Brittany. It's about free speech. It's about the history of our country. It's about 300 years of history of people being able to go there with controversial ideas and put them out and give their opinion.
Now, this is so big. This is so big. 9 a.m. Sunday, I'm coming in, and we're going to cover this live. So we have multiple feeds, please. I'm going to try to get Paul Watson to go and be with you there. Because I'm telling you, just like I got him to go on air, if I can just get him in the street, it's going to be huge. Because it's amazing. I know his girlfriend doesn't want him to get killed, but this is the real fight here, and we've got to expose these people and just hear the horrible vileness. And I know the Muslims, go ahead.
I have a feeling that this Sunday, for the first time in Britain's history, someone will be prevented from talking. A British man will be stopped from speaking at Speaker's Corner. But where Karl Marx, from Lenin, to all controversial figures have spoke there. But right now, the difference is right now in this era, we have a Muslim population that is not allowed to be offended or upset. So I'll wait to see the government's tactic or the police's tactic. I expect to either be held, grabbed, or in a car crash before Sunday. Time will tell.
All right, that's Tommy Robinson. I will call you as soon as the broadcast is over in 20 minutes. I know you got to get on the road. You've got so much coming up. And let's just get this planning done, because we've been talking a lot the last 6 months. You've been like, hey, let's do it. And now you're out of Rebel, your contract, we can do it. So I'm very excited. And we're going to wire you $20,000 today. We're going to get that done. And people should donate there again at TommyRobinson.online. And folks can support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Now is the time, ladies and gentlemen. People are taking action. They're not rolling over and hiding in the suburbs and ignoring what's going on. This is on. This is the fight against the globalists, the fight for free speech. This is the 21st century tyranny. You know, people faced Hitler. They faced Lenin. They faced Mao. We are facing the globalists, the mega corporations that are running this, and we're going to defeat them. We're going to expose them. Tommy Robinson, I salute you and your team. Oh, and please, as soon as we can get Lucy Brown on, she's amazing. Go ahead.
I'll get her to message Nico now. She'll be happy to come on. And do you know why? Do you know what I said? I looked at her, and Lucy's from a completely different background from me. She's a quiet girl, a lovely girl. She did not hold back. And afterwards, I just went, Lucy, come here, darling. I love you.
She's a good-looking lady. But how old is she? Because I guess she has the gray hair. I thought she was older, but then she looks young.
She's 27, and she comes after them. There's a little video clip of her going after them, and she pulls one out one of their masks, saying, "You think you're a big man?" But she again, I don't want to. She can go through all this with you herself. She can go through all this with you herself. But I absolutely respected her that day.
Let me tell you, it gets me excited seeing a woman kicking a commie's ass when he jumped on her first. That little piece of crap runs.
Once she
grabs his nose, and he's like, "Oh, you didn't know?"
She wedgied him.
Right, we're going to talk to you soon, my friend. Tommy Robinson, we salute you.
Cheers, Alex. Thanks. Thanks for the support, man.
Wow, this is just epic. Man, I tell you, I was crazed when I first saw this footage for Saturday. Let's go to Owen Schroyer at the site of the third bombing in a week, 2 in Austin with a fatality. He's off Montopolis in southeast Austin. Owen, thank you for out there with your live streams reaching hundreds of thousands while we've been live. Tell us what you've discovered.
Well, Alex, when I first got here, I arrived from the South Point. It's actually Riverside, and I came up Vargas, and I was coming up on the street that it actually happened at, which is right behind us here, and the name of it is Gallandino. And this is the second explosion today, third explosion in Austin in 3 weeks. And when I first got here, Alex, we were literally the first media on the scene, and we got exclusive footage, actually, on our live Facebook feed, because we were able to walk around and interview some of the people on the street before the police investigation came in and shut the road down. But basically, you had the explosion happen, which was only about 5 miles from here earlier this morning, that killed a 17-year-old boy and then significantly wounded the woman that was in the house as well. And then you had this explosion happen just a few hours after. The extent of the injuries of the woman that either opened the package or found the package, I'm not sure whether she opened it or she just discovered it and then it detonated. Her injuries I've not been made aware of, but we do know they were significant. There was a second woman in the house who we believe was the owner of the house, an older woman in a wheelchair. She was able to make it out okay. That's what the neighbors reported to me. They saw her coming out. She got out okay, while the other one had to be taken
away. Well, that's great news. What about how far they've pushed the cordon back, some of the things that are happening there? I know you're nice to the police, and that's fine, but some of them have been acting a little bit thuggish, I heard.
Well, there was an individual, and there was a moment that was a bit strange. And, yes, I didn't want to push my luck given the circumstances. But right now, the scene, basically, you can see here that this entire street, Vargas, at least I know, north of Galindo Street, is totally blocked and totally being looked at as a...
And you said that they've been searching people's houses, correct? Not just the one that was bombed.
Yes, they did do a sweep of other houses.
Right, stay there. Let's come back and talk about this live, exclusive coverage from the site of what's probably commie bombings. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
You
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Strange days found
us. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
They're going to destroy us. Crank it up for a minute.
Strange days have tracked us down.
They're gone.
They're going to
destroy us. All right, I'm going to be hosting the War Room for like 30 minutes till Owen gets back. And we got Rob Dew out there and Jake Lloyd, both of them doing a great job at the site of the third bombing. By the way, everyone that's been bombed in the last week is black. So, it's a white supremacist mental patient teenager. Or it's some type of Mexican mafia deal, because that all over the country, Mexican mafia does not like black folks and tries to drive them out. That's a well-known major friction there. Or it's some type of weird South by Southwest related deal. Or it's Antifa, because they're prime suspects. They're always saying they're going to attack everybody, but not generally black people. So I have no idea what's going on here. Owen Schroyer, what do you think's going on? Three bombings, two of them today. Obviously, the first one was a test. You know, your average high school student, though, doesn't know how to make a pipe bomb or a bomb that'll actually kill somebody. So is this Theodore Kaczynski part two? I mean, what are they going to try to frame right-wingers? I mean, we're just speculating right now. The media will say, Jones says he knows it's Antifa. Jones says it's actors. They're all lies. What do you think? What have the locals told you? What's your takeaway there on the scene of the third bombing?
Well, Alex, obviously more questions than answers right now, considering the nature of the event is what we know. Somebody just dropped a package off and then left. As far as reporting any individual from the scene of the crime, nobody really knows. There were FBI interviews where they talked to neighbors. They said that they reported a suspicious individual, but that was yesterday, which might actually be important because the two bombings today both took place within about 5 miles here in East Texas, one a little bit more north, this one a little bit more south, but both on the east side of town. Of course, the fatal one earlier, the fatal one 3 weeks ago, we're still yet to hear the injuries of this. As far as what's behind it, I mean, I think that that's kind of what's got everybody scratching their heads right now. There's some other theories out there about, you know, perhaps there's people are trying to get a bit of a change into the neighborhood right now. There's new houses coming up, old ones being torn down. But after talking to the neighbors, the one thing that I noticed that all the neighbors said is that this is a pretty tight-knit community. Everyone here pretty much knows each other, and most of the people that have lived here for a long time, from when they were kids even to this point. So it's very strange to them to be thinking that somebody would be doing this targeting individuals in the neighborhood. All of them felt like it could have been any of their houses. They don't think that it was actually picked out by choice to be that woman today or that teenager before.
Sure, and they're having a press conference right behind that we're monitoring. They're telling us, we think the bombings are related. Yeah, no, you know what, Sherlock.
Right.
But I do want to kind of hear what's in that real quick. So why don't you go over. I know you probably can't get your mic up there on the live deal, but let's just look at the background and some of what's going on, and I'll narrate over this. So Owen Schroyer is walking over into the press conference. See if we can hear any of this.
Team from FBI San Antonio in Austin. They now have their Dallas team coming here to assist us as well. And the ATF is bringing in their national response team to Austin in addition to help support.
Right, that's one of the local feeds. We've got the acting police chief.
We're putting together a task force that will work jointly.
Chief Manley.
Include this investigation, and we are.
All right, that's enough. Let's go back to Owen. Let's stay with Jake Lloyd's feed of the press conference, but let's have Owen walk away so he doesn't disrupt it and continue to give us his analysis.
Okay, Alex. So like I said, this was an incident that all of the neighbors and everybody here don't think was purposely targeting that individual. They don't feel that the lady whose house it was actually, I believe it was her daughter that was in the house that suffered the injuries. The old lady who's lived there for a long time. Again, neighbors who've lived on the street are like, yeah, I've known her my whole life. And they don't believe that she would have been targeted by anyone. She was able to get out in her wheelchair without sustaining too many injuries, but her daughter had to be taken out. You know, Alex, I think that, you know, most of the people here, they talk about how, you know, there's a lot of crime in this area. Sometimes there's drug raids that cause a lot of attention. You might even get a gunshot every once in a while, a stabbing. So something that would cause a crime scene event. But they think that perhaps this area was targeted because of that reason, that a individual could come into this area, be suspicious, walk around in a hood and kind of get away with it because activity like that maybe happens here more often than not.
Sure, they targeted a high crime area thinking it would have too many leads for the police to find out who did it.
Right. So the only leads, again, I was speaking to a lot of the same neighbors that the FBI and police were investigating. And again, InfoWars was actually the first crew on scene here, Alex. We were here before.
Okay, we just lost his feed. We're going to try to get that back up. Owen Schroyer doing a great job. I had, no exaggeration, over 100 articles I wanted to get in today and a bunch of clips the crew did a great job getting. And I just went down the rabbit hole with the attack on free speech, Tommy Robinson, the bombing here in Austin, so many other articles on newswars.com I didn't get to. I'm going to play some of these clips before Owen gets back once the war room kicks off. So I guess those live feeds should probably be, InfoWars live cover or like InfoWars on the scene of bombings in Austin. And then we can get Owen back in here to cover it. But I've got a bunch of clips I want to get to. One of these is on newswars.com. Farage rips EU over targeting of Poland, Hungary, and blistering parliament speech. Yeah, they're threatening to basically invade them if they don't let Muslims come in unvetted. And Soros brags he's running this. I mean, it's just the criminality is unbelievable. Very powerful speech. I'm going to play some of that next hour on the War Room when that kicks off. David Knight's been doing a great job as well. It was great having him host the Sunday show yesterday. I watched that last night after I got home. And we've got I should have led the whole show with this. I mentioned it some, but Assange warns CIA flooding the Democratic Party. They're running over 50 national candidates who are CIA leftist. None of them are covert action people or, you know, they're all pencil pushing globalists that hate this country. That's what they are, is a cancer to destroy the country. And it's all the websites are all built by the same people. This is illegal. I mean, they're intending to overthrow the country. And they're intending to steal the election. So, and Assange has the documents. So that's up on InfoWars.com. That went viral this weekend, but it didn't get any attention after that. It needs to go viral. I'm going to be covering that, one way or the other. But this is a really huge article. Assange warns CIA flooding into Democratic Party for 2018 midterms. Assange is also a classical liberal, attacked the UK government for only spending, I think it's like £18 million on human rights stuff and admitting that they're working with radical Islam for sex slavery, you name it. Assange is just an awesome patriot. I can tell you that right now. So, and far from a Russian agent, just absolutely asinine. Now, briefly before we end the Alex Jones transmission and then go into the war room, it's going to kick off 2 minutes after that live at InfoWars.com/show or on stations around the country. We need your support. I don't have $20,000 in our budget to send a money to Tommy Robinson, but it has to happen because the work he's doing is too critical to everybody. I didn't have $20,000 to send to Project Veritas, but they got us footage that's going to help us win our lawsuits for free speech. And if we don't do this, everybody falls. I don't want to have to do the stuff we're about to have to do. I need major capital. So if you've never supported us before, go buy the fluoride-free toothpaste. It's the best toothpaste out there, 4 to 5 of colloidal silver and iodine. Go get a bottle of Cellforce. Go get a bottle of Caveman, a keg of Caveman. You know, get our great probiotics. It's all there. Get the vitamin mineral fusion. Get a t-shirt. Get a book. Free shipping ends today. And we're going to have some new sales, but I will tell you, they will not be as deep as this because we're bringing in record money, but not actual money we make to run things. Cause sometimes I just, they do whatever I say around here and I tell the crew, challenge me sometimes. Cause sometimes I'm, you know, not thinking too straight, like not covering the bombing the first hour and a half when it's a mile from us. Or bombings. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, the free shipping ends. We need your support. Go there. We've got products you need. High-quality emergency radios, emergency gear, thousands of items, the best stuff. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and 888-253-3139. We're funding and supporting so many other groups as well. They see us as a mothership. We're a small mothership, but effective. But they are trying to destroy us right now. So we are your vanguard. We need your prayers. Spread all the articles, the videos, support the local stations, and buy the product. Shop with the good guys today at InfoWarsStore.com, and you will checkmate Soros and the globalists. Oh, and we got 45 seconds till break. Tell us what else is coming up when you get back in the command base.
Well, Alex, all types of news. Obviously, we'll be covering the CIA trying to infiltrate the Democrat Party to remove President Trump from office. We've also got former Attorney General of California, Kamala Harris, accused a man of a hate crime that he never did. Even CNN is blowing that one out of the water. So Kamala Harris is being exposed as a total fraud. I don't think she's going to be able to run for president.
Oh, I mean, 99% of these complaints that liberals file is fake. This stuff filed on us is complete horse pucky. And I, quite frankly, the gloves are off, man. They picked the wrong one to go with that because it's pure BS. And so, everybody, get ready. Hope you enjoy all of us defending our rights. Owen Schroyer coming up. I'm going to be hosting the War Room, though, till he gets here. And Roger Stone and more. Roger will tell us about Russiagate. Stay with us.